hard life, and when is it gonna fade out? Then you got to realize what we're doing is not a trick. We got to put some melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on, let's go. I'm a carbon dime, but I wear it around my neck. All the matters that you recognize, that's just about respect. Cause it matters how many clothes I wear and where I go and why. It matters if the two get hyped and we do it to you every time. Come on now.
Bye. and all the trees are blue. I have a girlfriend and she is all blue.
Carbon time, but I wear around my neck. too high. It takes more of a ride.
Now, why you wanna try to classify the types of things that we do? We just fine doing what we like, and we say the same for you. Tired feeling all around the end of my city. Just worry about choice, cause I'm of your mind. I keep can't you see? I'm the car I drive with the ice around my neck. Don't you recognize that it's just about respect?
Alright, let's find a seat, everybody. Good morning, everyone. You don't know what I just saved y'all from. Mark Dixon wanted to do a 10 to 15 minute speech, which would have lasted the rest of the day. So that would have been great. Yeah, I know, exactly. If we can go ahead and find our seats. Mark Dixon is the only person I know who can take the one piece of business announcement and make it an hour conference call. So, sorry, Mark, it was too easy. That was really for Daniel's a good hour. It was a good hour. A couple of announcements real quick. The doors are going to be open all around here, okay, even in the customer service. Please do not wander back there. We do have Doberman pinchers that will come and get you. And his name is Jim Harden. Wow, you liked that, didn't you? That's why we were playing the song. Who let the Harden out? Ooh, ooh, yeah, anyway. Yeah, it was an ooh, not a who, but. All right. In your portfolios, there is a survey at the end of the day. Please fill out the survey and give it to your DSMs or Connie or any of the EAs. Also, we had a lot of questions on you. I'd like to, you know, we want to keep in touch with the people we're meeting here. And also in your portfolio, there is a thing for the directory. You need to turn that in if you want to be contacted or if you want to get a list of the people attended here. If you do not fill out the survey, you will not get a directory of the people here. So if you'd like to communicate, we always get this request every year, and this is how we do it. So please fill that out, hand it to an EA or DSM. For this morning, there is no bottled water, but there are cups in the kitchen, and you can get the water right from the cold refrigerator stuff. So that works well. Don't talk. Joe, you're ruining it for me, okay? He's like, yeah, he's got water, though. Yeah, we only give water to our favorite people, Joe. I like that, yeah. Yeah. Those Atlanta people, I swear.
The air conditioner goes out and we run out of water, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a perfect event. All right. Oh, yes, and also for those of you who do have, like, demonic cell phones, please turn them off, or, like, some people that take the battery off the back because they turn on without people knowing it. So we've got a big day in store for you. It's a lot of speakers today, a lot of great material for you. But you know what? It is kind of, it's morning. I'm tired. Anybody full from last night? We got to dance that. Well, I didn't eat anything. I'm on a diet, Mark. But why don't we get up? Let's kind of get loosened up to Johnny B. Goode. Let's kind of go. Let's go.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he can play in the car just like a ring in a bell. Let's go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Johnny, people! He's out of the car and he's running back. He's picking up the tree by the river.
The founders of Ameriplan, Dennis and Daniel Bloom!
Whoa. Ooh, all right. Wow, man. Is my mic on? Can anybody hear me okay? Great, all right, good. Well, listen, you know, the thing that impresses me the most is what a good-looking group we have here this time. I'll tell you what, y'all... you know, the last year, boy, they were... Whoa, I'm telling you. That's right. Yeah, but boy, you're gonna do something. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Anyway, Daniel and I want to welcome you here to the second day of the Leaders of Tomorrow conference. We have a big day planned for you today. Yesterday was a big day. We had a lot of activity, a lot of announcements, a lot of training that you can take home and bring back to your groups. And today is going to be even greater. And we want to welcome you here. First thing we want you to do is open your minds, okay? Because this is what's going to... Whoa. And for... yeah, that's right. That was designed to wake everybody up. That's right. Great. All right. Yeah. Again, we want you to open your minds up and allow us to pour as much knowledge as we can. Right. Yeah. Right. And again, allow us to pour as much knowledge as we possibly can into you today, that you can take back to your organizations and inspire them to be sitting in the same place next year that you're sitting here today, because we'd like to double, triple, and quadruple our Leaders of Tomorrow conference, and we want. And,
buy another motor out
after this, we're going to have to go to the hotel. That's right. So, again, welcome everybody. Daniel, how's your mic working? It's not on. Okay. Great. All right. Daniel, you want to start the program?
Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do this morning for a few moments. You know, Dennis and I were talking the other day, and one of the things that kind of was, you know, that we thought about was, you know, and we're always thinking about that brand new broker. Let me ask a question. Who's been in the business less than a year here? If you've been in the business less than a year, raise your hand for me right quick. Okay. Let me ask you all a question. And I'm talking to those folks that have been here less than a year. When you were recruited, how did you feel? I mean, what was your thought process? You understand what I mean? You know, because I have a feeling that a lot of times the new broker is scared to death. They don't know, you know, they joined out of emotion. You understand what I mean? They joined because they wanted to change their lives. You know, they joined because they wanted to fire their boss. You know, that's double S-O-B spelt backwards, you know. Right. You know? But they simply, okay, let's get serious here. In my opinion, they simply were scared to death because they didn't know what they were getting into. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what steps to take, you know, and believe it or not, some of the brokers that recruit other brokers, they're as dumb as the one they recruited because they're brand new. Does that make sense? Okay, so one of the thoughts that we had is maybe we needed to develop a DVD that essentially was everything you'd ever want to know about getting started but was afraid to ask. Does that make sense? And so what I'd like to do this morning, what Dennis and I'd like to do this morning, is to get some input from you folks, and especially you new guys and gals that's been here less than a year, because see, Ameriplan's changed since you came in, right? Right? Okay. So what do you think that we need to put into a DVD that we can get in the hands of a brand new broker, years on, to get them started in this business and get them started right?
Right.
Well, there's a few obvious things, of course, okay? What we envision in our mind is a DVD that's menu-driven, okay, that they can put in their DVD player, and they can choose the topics that they want to look at, okay? And, you know, a DVD can hold a tremendous amount of information, okay? And we would not expect them to sit down and maybe look at this thing all at one time, okay, because it may be an hour or an hour and a half long. Okay, but what we would like to do is by having it menu driven, for an example, how to fill out a broker app. They could go to their DVD, punch it up, and maybe it's a 5-minute little presentation on all the important things filling out a broker app. Or how to fill out a member app. The things you ought to look for when you're filling out a member app. You know, these are obvious things. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is pending? Okay, what is
and why pending? Does it go to pending?
And why does it go to pending? And how you can get it out of pending. Do you understand what I'm saying? A few obvious things. Those are the type of things we're looking for. And you know, feel free to, you know, anything. Let's have some other. What would you like to see in that? You know, yeah, Kurt.
We've got a new broker training on it, and it's
great. Let's take that mic, Kirk.
It's called DreamTeam101.com, but you can look at it and see if there's anything in there that might be applicable. But it seems to me that it takes all the fear away from a new broker, because instead of him training it, we just simply send him to our website and say every new broker needs to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy walks him through every single thing that we think is important, and then everybody's on the same page in our team. So it's kind of the same concept.
We just may steal that.
you have our permission to steal anything on there you like.
In fact, that's a great idea, Kirk. Not only maybe should it be a DVD that goes in the new broker kit, but it also may ought to be a website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can go either or. Yeah. Great idea. Great. Yeah, sure. I'll introduce Phil Donahue up there. A young Phil Donahue. Right there. Take a bow right there.
Cardell Smith. Partners with Kirk.
That looks a little like Oprah to me.
Cardell Smith, the partners with Kirk. Something else we found that, frankly, a new broker can get lost in information. They go to ABC, simple as ABC. There maybe needs to be another name for that.
Right.
It can get lost in the information.
Sure.
And again, we felt like very simple, the tools to start making money within the next several hours.
Right.
And then you have a shopping list, broker tools, which can go to all these items that you're talking about, click on, to find out how to do the business. But if we get focused on information, it takes us away from making money.
Mm-hmm. Great. That is very, very good. There's got to be a proper balance between educating a new broker and not weighing them down with, TMI, too much information.
And then the next step from this first maybe hour that we've got is the next step is RSD. The first thing you do, RSD.
Right.
I think Tracy Jarvis once said it best. She learned it and she earned it. And, what we're looking at, guys, is a tool. We don't want to educate them day one on every single policy that Marathon has, but we're looking for a tool that as they're doing the business and they get into a snag, they can pop it in and find it.
It's a source for information.
Great idea. You know how you learn to recruit? You go recruit. That's how you learn to recruit.
That's right.
You feel what I mean? But it would be nice to know how to fill out the broker application when you recruited the guy or gal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
I'm Dee from New York.
Close to your mouth.
From the contacts information page that we have. If you could put a description of what each department is and what they handle.
Good idea.
So that the new broker, instead of them calling you saying, well, who do I call to get this? They'll know that pending handles, applications that aren't complete, banking credit for the credit information, and they'll know where to go and then who to speak to with a name.
Good idea.
Good.
Great idea. Yes, sir. Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. Good. That's great. Yes.
By a show of hands, who has the Dell Books team website up?
All right.
We need to have something that really explains that website because it has a wealth of information on it. And a lot of times when you tell people to go sign up on it, if they're not aware that you really need to put the links in the right places, then they're not going to know. That website is not going to be linked to the IBO Plus, to My Benefits, and the Delivering on the Promise. So that's a very important, if we can address that, it'd be great, because as you see, a lot of people don't have that website.
That's how smart I am. I thought links were chained, I don't know. Great, okay.
Andy Dooley from Edmond, Oklahoma. Well, there's a KISS formula called Keep It Simple Short or Keep It Simple Stupid.
Right.
And
I would say the second.
We make money by talking to members or by knowing members or brokers. So maybe an approach, a brand new broker, what to say, how to say it, how to explain what we market, and maybe a few marketing tips, how to generate, you know, maybe leads or whether it's local market, newspapers, you know, internet. I think that could be helpful.
Great. Good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, sure. Go back.
Good morning. I'm John Brown from Atlanta. I think a great thing would be something, you know, like you said yesterday, the internet, that you can reach so many more people over the internet. Well, that's good. Just looking back on me coming into the business, there were not a lot of things that I could afford, you know, to go to subscribe to an internet service to do this, to do that for me. So I'm kind of a hands-on guy. New brokers coming into this business need money right away, you know. And so I did a lot of offline marketing. I think we need to put more emphasis on that because we can get too dependent on one dimension of this business. And we know that all dimensions don't work at the same time.
Right.
So if there was something included in there, you know, like tips on, you know, where to find members, where to find brokers, tips on prospecting, you know, something, maybe a media streaming on, you know, how it's actually done, you know, some things like that. I think more emphasis needs to be put on the offline side.
Good comment. You know, the internet is a great tool, but you know, it really, all it is an electronic brochure. That's all it is. You know. And if you're depending on the internet to build your organization on its own, by itself, or to get members into your organization on its own by itself, simply putting up a website, I don't think it works that way.
It works for a very kingly few.
Well, but I think that it is
an
electronic
brochure. They're doing a whole lot on the internet and are very sophisticated in the internet.
Right.
You understand what I mean? I could probably tell you who they are on this hand. In the entire company,
right?
But as a general rule, the internet is just a tool along with other tools in this business.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Tom Ufalche, Tampa, Florida. I'll agree with Dennis just said, because with a website, I put a cliche with AT&T years ago. It says a website without proper marketing is like a billboard in the woods. Nobody's going to see it. So it's not for everybody. But going back with your first name again, Andy. Keep it simple, keep it stupid. I'll go back to the benefits things. If a person, new broker comes in and uses Go Get Their Teeth Clean, like we say, a lot of them
right.
don't do it.
Sure,
they use those benefits or the business benefits. If you were going to buy an Escalade, if you didn't drive it, how can you tell, oh, that's the best car in the world if you haven't driven it?
Sure.
So use the products first, and then it's the brokers will come. We always say, I learn on Mark's calls all the time, once they start using the benefits, you'll be getting brokers out of it automatically. So start using the benefits. You could go to your neighbors and work your warm market first. You'll get the RSD like this. Have your sponsor work with you to use the benefits. Go use them. Once you use them, you'll never lose them.
Yeah, right. The product of the product.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'd like to see something that would, because for every different broker in this room, there's a different way of running your business. And some of the things that we do cost money, some of the things don't cost money, but are maybe a little more out of your comfort zone. And I think a new broker, they're hearing all these things from different people. I'd like to see just a simple page that would compare and contrast, you know, buying, like you said, buying leads and doing the internet is wonderful for a few select people, but it's going to cost you money. This is the downside, and the requirements, other than just financial, of what it's going to require of each broker to be able to get on the phone, spend 12 hours a day, you know, making phone call after phone call after phone call, or maybe, you know, and just have several different things to compare, you know, like John does, business to business.
Right.
You know, what's required of the broker, the
right.
upside to it, the downside to it.
Right.
And because I think all of us are good or have a working knowledge of pretty much everything, but we're not really, there's one thing that you stick to and that's what you're the best at. So it would be nice if new brokers could kind of get an overview of everything that, you know,
sure.
everyone's doing.
Sure.
Great. Just one something quick. You'd be pulling less favors in. You know, to get to RSD, most important part of in this mm-hmm. company, pull favors in. but they use the benefits. There's no favors. You're helping them save money.
Sure, absolutely. That is absolutely the truth. You know, they, believe it or not, there was a time that Ameriplan had no presence on the internet at all, and was not involved in it at all. Nobody that, to my knowledge, at that time was involved in the internet. And you know what? We grew like crazy. Yeah, he barely made a million that away. That's right. Okay, right. That's right. Yes.
Aside from all the training and the step-by-steps and the how-tos and things like that, something I'd really like to see, I'm more visual.
Sure.
And I come from a visual background, and I see, you know, Brad, and I see Mark, and I see Tracy pouring their hearts out on stages and telling you how they got there. Something that I think might be really powerful is doing like an RSD video piece or something like that, and people honestly sharing how they got there.
Great idea. Good idea.
The honest, you know, how it works.
Good idea. All right.
Yes, sir. Hi, Smitty from Atlanta. A short while ago, they had Ameriplan 101 new broker training.
Yes.
I find that that still works better than anything I've seen yet.
Right.
So if it's possible, possibly revamp that.
Right.
And stick to the basics.
Right, basics.
And just,
I think what
like
we're talking
said,
about
keep
is just
it simple.
A reorganization of new broker training 101 is really what we're... Yeah. Yeah,
new
just kind of updating it.
Yeah,
really
just kind of updating it and
right. Yes, sir.
Sonny woke up from Denver, Colorado. I'm just wondering if what are the differences between putting it on a CD-ROM as opposed to a DVD? I mean, you just hear about more and more people watching less and less TV, and more of them being parked in front of their computers. So I've come across a few people that don't have DVD players, but they do have a computer. So
well, you know, that's a very good comment. I was reading a statistic the other day, and I think something like, 60 to 65% of the households have computers today, but 98% have DVDs players. I mean,
I understand where you're going, but I've always been of the opinion that our clientele, you understand what I mean, you know, are falling for the most part in that 35% that don't have a computer
or not computer literate
or not.
So we got to serve both markets.
The problem that, and I don't know if they've solved this. I wish John was here and I could ask him. But
no,
see, back in the old days, we started with CD-ROMs, and I got inundated because this computer wouldn't play it, and this computer wouldn't play it, and I don't know if they've solved that problem or not. But that was that's the reason we. No, I shouldn't say that. We threw them away. Right. Because of something about a can, you know.
Right.
You know, CD-ROMs have different formats.
Yeah.
And if your computer is not formatted to view that particular CD, it just simply won't play it. There's not universal.
It was all
there's not universal.
Now,
they may have solved that problem since then, but
I don't think they have.
But
the good thing about a DVD is that they do have a universal format. That a DVD is a DVD and it'll play in any.
Now
DVD.
What we're looking towards, and it's coming, is a double-sided
disc.
One side is a CD, the other side is a DVD.
Right.
Now, you know, and that's coming down the pipe just as soon as they can figure out the thickness.
Right.
Or
what,
it's an agreement process.
Or, you know, what one side's a CD and the other is a DVD. And so that's coming.
Right.
You bet we could get some of this training on 8-track.
Yeah.
Well, we
but we are looking on getting it on vinyl, you know, the old 78, you know, right. Yeah, right. Right, sure, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Well,
they need and they want.
Approach my most favorite subject.
Right.
I have been begged by my brokers to bring
I understand that, sweetie pie. And he means that in the nicest way.
I'll tell Elaine.
I'm going to think, years ago, I mean, I had, was it Carlos Gates? Y'all remember a guy, Carlos
right.
Gates? They convinced me that they could enroll 10 million Hispanics if only I would do stuff in Spanish. So I went out and had every single thing at that time translated. We had CDs in Spanish. We had brochures in Spanish. We had everything in the world in Spanish. And you know how much Spanish stuff that I sold? About $4 worth. I threw away hundreds of thousands of dollars of Spanish material because nobody, and I mean it, nobody ordered it. They mouthed it, but they didn't use it, and I have been against it from ever since. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you, this is business. If they can't read English, they probably ain't got a bank account. If they ain't got a bank account, they can't be a member or a broker. Do you understand what I mean? This business is designed for it's not designed for that top 10% of the market. It's not designed for the bottom 10%. It's designed for the 80%. You understand what I mean? So my position is, unless somebody can convince me that there is a big Spanish market that does not speak and read English,
that has the
financial resources to keep $20 in the bank,
right.
You know,
right.
I'm not going to spend $500,000.
We do have brochures.
We do. I kept some of them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a brochure. Have you anybody looked at a sales rate order form lately? You can get brochures in Spanish. You can get a broker app in Spanish. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, one of the problems that we have is we have to look at where is the best place to invest our resources, okay? Because, you know, let me give you an example. I was talking to a gentleman who was vice chairman of Exxon one day. And I asked him why why Exxon was not really big on the West Coast, because it's not, okay? And you know what his response to me was? It's because we don't have the financial resources to be there. Now here's Exxon, a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and they're not nationwide because they have to spend their resources in the best place. And we're certainly not Exxon, you understand what I mean? So we have so many dollars that we can invest. Do we take our dollars and invest in material, as you've suggested, and put it on the shelf, and it does not turn? And as you know, we change things, right? Okay? So now we got $1 million tied up in Spanish material, and I decide that I want to change something. Do you understand what I mean? We've had this argument. So what we do is that we make the change, we take that $1 million and we trash it and we invest another $1 million, put it on the shelf. And then I change something again, okay? So what we've tried to do is take the most important pieces, the brochures and the broker apps, and put those in Spanish, okay? We are not opposed that if you think something in Spanish will work for you, we're not opposed for you to come to us and say, I'd like to get the video translated into Spanish. We're not opposed to allowing you to do that. Okay? See, we're not opposed to you spending your money.
Barry wants to make a comment.
Let me just throw this out on the floor and see what kind of response we got. One of the things I've been looking at in response to this question,
on the DVD, the two-a-day DVD, I'm looking at the possibility, if you felt that this was worthwhile for this market, of when you put it in and the menu comes up, you can choose whether you want it in English or Spanish. The Spanish will be subtitled. We're not going to re-record it. We're not going to reshoot it. It will just be subtitled at the bottom of the screen with Spanish.
Yeah.
Will that work?
Okay. That's very inexpensive. Good. Let's move along. Daniel? Let's move along. Huh? All right. we run out of time on this subject. I want to take two more. This guy right here and that guy back there and that gal right there, because I can't count. All right.
When I enroll a broker, I send them a email that I created. It's called Becoming an A-Plus Broker. Mm. I'd like to have something like that on DVD.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Or even audio or any type thing.
Right.
So I have step-by-step situation there for them to... from the starting point to where they qualify as an A-plus broker. Takes them all the way through the thing. So that's I send that out with all the other information that I send them when they become an A-plus broker, and so they can. And I'd just like to see something like that.
Right. Good. Back there.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Ali Yassin. I'm from Englewood, New Jersey. And I want to share with you, I got about 2 decades in the industry. But one thing we have not talked about, and I think, is this Dennis or Dennis?
Yes, I'm Dennis.
Dennis.
Right. Or at least I was this morning.
Okay.
I'm not sure anymore.
But what he started
It all
off
depends on what you want. Right.
Okay.
Right.
But what Dennis started out with this morning is the end all of what we're trying to achieve here. Open up your mind. What I mean by that is personal growth and development is what caused me to sustain my success in this industry. If you go to anybody in the top 5% that makes hundreds of thousands of dollars in this industry, they have a complete ladder of personal growth and development. All the nationals here or anyone at any level, you have arrived at that level because you have actually conditioned your mind and your belief system to be there. That's number one. So if that's where it takes you to get there, my point here is, why not start off at least with the new broker and recondition that mindset so it can develop the attributes that's needed and the characteristics that's needed to move forward? Because if they don't have that, it's just like pouring water on a duck's back. It's going to roll completely off. So one of my thoughts are, one of the books that changed my life is Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
And if they had an opportunity to have that in their kit, or to be given that by their sponsor. But they need to have something to start that process to keep them going. So everything else will come into play, but that has to be the number one priority.
Good. That's a great idea. Great comment. Right here. Right. This gentleman right here wanted to make a comment. Yes, yeah, it was the guy with the eyes closed. Sorry about that. I couldn't make to wake you up.
I was not sleeping. I was just thinking. First of all, I'd like to just comment on the Hispanic brochures and everything that you guys have out.
Yeah.
And I agree totally. That's just about all we need right now,
right,
to open up that market. But I also wanted to comment on, you opened up this session with asking about what to put on that DVD for that broker. I just want to be sure that we keep it to where it's more or less universal, to where, because 80-90% of my team does not have internet access. They're kind of like me. They're internet illiterate. I don't know anything about that stuff. So, if we can just keep something
that's
a lot of people get overwhelmed on my team that come on board because they hear about, everyone else at the office talking about internet. And they're like, well, I don't have a computer.
Right.
I'm saying, wait a minute. That's not how we're going to build our business. We're gonna do it this way.
Right.
And it's been, but if you could just maybe mention websites or
sure,
whatever in there, but not really put a whole lot of focus on it, because that would be up to the leader if you want to build the business that way.
Gotcha. That's right. Great comment. And this young lady right there. And then we're going to have to shut her down for this segment. Right here, the one in the blue, the blonde.
Good morning.
Yes, morning.
Stephanie Butler out of Chandler. In talking about the DVD and everything, I think the DVD is great. I really do think that it's great. My question would be, what would the possibility be of putting something like a Windows Media Player of that DVD on our broker support website, where like a broker training, where they could just click on that?
Yeah. Kind of like that guy. If I knew what a Windows player was, I would jump right on top of that. So what you're suggesting is put it on the broker website.
Support, right, in broker support, where you can check.
Great idea. Okay. Let me ask y'all a question. One of the things I was thinking about, if when somebody signs up, it takes, at best, even when you go home and enter it over the internet and we get it and download it and goes out, with, we use UPS, it still takes, 2-3 days, sometimes it depends on where it goes, 4 or 5 days for a new broker to get a broker kit. My thought was is that, and I don't know if this would work or not, or y'all be willing to do it, if we produce these DVDs, it seemed like to me, when you recruit somebody, you need to give them the DVD right then. And not have them wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days and not put it in the broker kit, but make it available where the, he's handed to them right on the spot. Does that make sense to y'all?
Yes. You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. One more time. Yeah.
When I first got started in Digital, they had something called a Give a Quick Start.
Yeah. Quick Start, yes. Yeah.
And without that, the Quick Start package had that DVD in it.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my idea. That was a great idea, wasn't it? All right. Good. All right. Good. Thank y'all very much. Good. All right.
Okay, that was actually supposed to be Daniel throwing it off to Dennis on that point. So welcome back, Dennis Bloom.
What's be doing?
Oh, see. All right. Communication. Did we know? We're going to talk about exposures with.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I ought to have Barry to do that. But I'll, yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Barry.
What are we doing?
We're going to be...
we're publishing a book.
Right. This is a way of introduction. We have thought about this for a very long time, several years, in fact. We have had different authors to talk to us. We've had some of them even write, 1, 2, or 3 chapters and give it to us. We think that there's a tremendous story in Ameriplan that needs to get out. Okay, we think that a story about a company that really does it right in the network marketing industry. Just a couple of things. Probably one of the most well-known authors in network marketing is a guy by the name of Mark Yarnell, which most of y'all are familiar with. I sat in, he was in our conference room one day because he was a keynote speaker for us one year. And after reviewing what we did, he told me, he said, I've been in this business 25 years. And he said, let me tell you, you're the only company that's doing it right.
Oh, right.
You're the only company that's doing it right. And that came from Mark Yarnell. As most of you may or may not know, I'm also, there is a trade association called the Consumer Health Alliance, which we are, our company is a founding member of, and I am on the board of directors of that organization. I also serve as the chairman of the regulatory committee, dealing with legislatures all over the United States in regards to writing regulations for this industry, because let me assure you, this industry is big and it's going to get even bigger. And as it grows and gets bigger, it's going to be regulated. And we want it to be regulated because we want the bad actors out of this business. Okay, we want them out. And the only way to get them out is that they got to be regulated out of the business. But there is a second verse to this hymn. We want to help them write the regulation. Okay? And we've done that, and we've been very successful at it. The reason I tell you that is that we have a lobbyist in California because we've dealt with the California for about 5 years now, and meeting with different assembly people and various regulators out there.
Hey, Dan, talk about, you got to tell them about when he went to the governor's office and was on the
Oh yeah, I tell you that. that was funny. I went out to Sacramento to meet with our lobbyist out there, and one of our meetings that day with the lobbyist, we were meeting with the administrative assistant. To the new governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? we go over to the state capitol in Sacramento, over to the governor's office, and it's a very beautiful building, and it's a very nice hallway.
It's all granite.
Yeah, it's all marble, actually. The whole wall is just marble, and the floor is marble, and above this huge door, wooden door, it has engraved in the marble with gold leaf, governor. Okay, governor. Well, above that, when Schwarzenegger sent one of his staff out down to, Home Depot or someplace and got big old letters about this big, okay, and painted on gold, and above that engraved governor, he put Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that's the truth. Wow. That guy, the ego is, you know, it's just it was a big Arnold Schwarzenegger leading me to governor, you know. But anyway, yeah, really, it just went on and on. But anyway, as I was meeting with our lobbyist out there, she made a very important point, is that she always uses Ameriplan as the gold standard in this industry. Okay? The gold standard. So, as I mentioned, we believe, and we have believed for a number of years, that there's a real story that really needs to get out about Ameriplan, who we are, what we do, you know. And we've tried to get different authors to help write this, but they just don't understand us, okay? They just can't quite grasp the culture of this company. So, Barry Friedman, who is a phenomenal writer, okay, he knows this company, he knows this industry, and he knows Daniel and I very well. He knows all of you very well. We asked Barry to literally take time off, okay, and not come to the office and stay home and write the Ameriplan story. And that's what he's doing. So, Barry, I'm going to turn it over to you.
And I told Dennis and Daniel, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Well, I'd like to keep this fairly low-key. As a matter of fact, I sent Dennis a memo this week, and I saw that this was on the program to talk about the book, and I said, I think I'd rather we not talk about it. It's kind of early, and the tendency is to get a whole lot of word out there. I'd really like this to be more of a surprise when we can show the cover and all that, but you know that it's in the works. I think we'll be ready at convention.
Wow.
Okay, all goes well, we'll be a ready convention at least to show what the book looks like and to have a production schedule, a publishing schedule. What we're also working on once we get the book out, and this is going to be a little bit more of a challenge, is to get book signing tours set up all over the country.
Wow.
And to go the talk show route.
Yes!
Now, Dennis and Daniel don't know this, but when they gave me the charge to do this, it started out as sort of being the Dennis and Daniel Bloom story and Ameriplan. As I'm getting into it and doing the research and working on it and outlining the chapters, it's really not going to be their story. It's going to be your story. It's going to be your story as it relates to them and Ameriplan, but it's really going to be your story because, again, the more research I do about this, the more it's evident that it's all about you. So when you see it, what I'll probably do with a few of you is I'll be calling you and getting some bits of quotes that I can incorporate into the book, get some insight to how you feel about it. I'm going down to Houston to meet with you. And when we get some of the first couple of chapters done, at least among this group, we'll probably circulate it, just some manuscripts to get some feedback. So when it comes out and it hits the bookstores, it's going to be right.
Great. Thank you, Becky. You know, our ultimate objective with this book is to, you know, one of the things that I greatly admire about Mary Kay Cosmetics is that they have done probably the best job in our industry of branding their name, okay? And, you know, Mary Kay is well respected. If you're going to be in the cosmetic business, that's the first name you think of, okay? And that's our ultimate objective is with this book is to brand the name Ameriplan, okay? So that when people hear about benefits, the first company they think of, oh, Ameriplan does benefits. And, you know, a couple of ways we're going to do that is doing the book signing. Let me tell you, I think it will be a media event if we do a book signing in Atlanta, Georgia, and 2,000 people show up, okay? I think it'll be a media event in New York if we do a book signing in Manhattan and we get 1,000 or so people show up. But they may ask, well, who is Ameriplan? Yeah, who are them Bloom brothers? Yeah, right. So, anyway, we're really excited about it, and you just got a preview of what's going to be happening, okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I've got to save my job here, so I did not, hold on, I did not have that scheduled on the thing, so they didn't know that they were supposed to be up here. Sorry. I tried. Well, our next two speakers, I mean, I don't know what to say. I went up to Detroit when we first opened up Detroit, and it was cold, and it was slow in getting started, but, you know, it eventually grew and grew and grew. And that was in the, I call it the early days, but let me tell you, there was two people that came into this business that we were at a decent growth stage, and all of a sudden they get into this business, and next thing you know, Detroit's number one. I'm thinking, man, who is this guy? Who is this guy? You know, of course, I knew Deborah because we go back to the old Holiday Inn meetings back in Detroit. And when Jerome came on the scene, and Deborah and Jerome formed just a, you want to talk about a mastermind alliance, Detroit was the top market. And it kept getting more exciting and more exciting and more exciting. Every time we did a meeting up there, Dennis and Daniel, I mean, they were the superstars, and we'd have 500 to 800 people just wanting to get their autographs and wanting to take in. I mean, we were like, man, we've never been treated like this before. Because they were not only great people in this business, they were great promoters of this business. They brought Detroit to a whole new level. They own Detroit. And hopefully soon they'll own a Bentley, too. I want to see the car, Jerome. I want to drive it. But Jerome and Deborah have really gone above and beyond. Now, they're obviously, their business is nationwide. It's one of the fastest growing we have in this company. And it is my pleasure to introduce National Vice Presidents Jerome and Deborah Scott.
We're going to do a sitting down because it's more relaxing. So we're kind of doing this like a talk show. So I'm kind of going to go through like an interview with Jerome. But I want to share the information that has really made our team grow with you guys. So you could take this information out to the field and actually work with it. You know, you may change a little bit of how we do it or how you do it according to your surroundings. But we all need some type of standards to, you know, be set by. But what we really give a lot of our, for recognition purposes, I think we brought that out yesterday. We have a leadership update call. And so I'd like to just give a lot of that growth, you know, comment to the credit to that. That's what I'm trying to think. The credit to those leadership calls. It really has helped us a lot. Jerome named it the weekly leadership update calls. And I think it was brought out yesterday through Dennis, and they kind of read in mind. So they say great minds think alike. So, Jerome, you want to bring out a little information on what we bring out on those weekly?
For sure. You know, it kind of brings our organization together. It is growing very rapidly. And one of the key things to success is communication. And our topic basically is how to effectively communicate with your sales organization. So with so many leaders firing up, we need to all be on the same page so that everybody can take advantage of everyone else's experience. So we pick one day out of the week where we all come together. We invite all of our leaders, especially our national sales directors, to be on the line together. And we do exactly what the name of that call is. We do recognition. We do some training. And we communicate. We let people know about updates, special meetings going on. A lot of times our leaders are very mobile. They're moving around the country doing special meetings. They need to know about it. You know, almost invariably, all the time, once we go out of town, do a meeting, when we get back, somebody will say, oh, I wish I would have known you was there. We have some people there. Well, you know, my thing is, how do you expect to know? By osmosis. The bottom line is, you plug in to the conference calls, and this is where we share all that vital information. And this is how you can effectively leverage your time. You know, when you got confident people going all around the country doing things, it don't make sense for you not to know about something. So that's the way it goes. We couldn't believe that there could be a broker around that wouldn't know about
It's a big corporate promotion that was just announced a couple of weeks ago. It's like, where were you? These type of things. But, you know, corporate is doing an outstanding job. As indicated yesterday, when they decided to open up those weekly calls on Monday at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern, I think that's marvelous where we all have access to it. So if a person happens to be sponsored by someone that has a casual attitude about the business, they know that they can plug into a system where they can get all the vital information in a timely fashion straight from corporate in addition to their leadership.
That's great. And that's true. And a lot of times what happens is the broker does not share enough information with the new broker. You know, that has to be effective in a folder. So when you're making information folders together, when you're putting the information folders together, make sure you include all the calls, all the conference calls, and all the upline phone numbers. So these are the things that would plug them in and tell them it must be a must. So you have to give them something to go by, because they're going to want to know what is the next step. And the next step is the next call. And they definitely need to be on those calls, because we can't call every one of them in order to tell them about a call. So that's going to be part of, you know, as we say, it's mandatory. So our next step is recruiting opportunity conference call, having the number available. So Jerome says he it's better to tell them to memorize it, but me, I write down everything. This guy's a computer. But, you know, I'm not like that. I can't remember all numbers, but certain numbers we want them to have available, like on a refrigerator or in a car. Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to say right before we end that first topic, we just really have a great deal of appreciation for Connie Summit, because she does an excellent job at summarizing the yeah. weekly notes here. Give her a hand. And so what we tend to do, we forward that summary email to all of our leaders that we have access to their email address, and that helps keeps people informed. So that's a good thing. In terms of the recruiting call, you know, speed is very important for people. And every time I interface with a new broker, it's important that they know of what I feel is very important to building a business. And right now, I think one of the most effective tools we have are the conference calls that's going on Monday through Friday. And I think it's just a great thing that Mark and Tracy open it up to everyone, and so many of us are taking advantage of that. And so if you're talking to a new broker and they're trying to figure out exactly what to do, I say you go into a learning mode, but right now take advantage of something that we have that is very, very effective. There's an awesome call that's going on every single night at 10 o'clock, and you want to get your invite your prospects to be on there 5 minutes early so they can hear all these exciting testimonials. And this is the way you can earn while you learn. Bottom line is, let's be specific, during this promotion, your main job is to drive people to those calls, and that's exactly what we've been doing. So let's give Mark and Tracy a hand for And the other thing, what goes along with that is the excitement prior to the call. You need to give yourselves a hand, because all the leaders and the presidentials that come on there consistently, yeah. It's just absolutely amazing, and that's it just right. helped everybody. Just a great job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, that number, she's right. You know, if you're talking to a broker and they say, well, what call is that? Then you want to be able to give them the number. Then, you know, if you say, well, hold on, let me find it, this and that, that's okay. But isn't it much better that you can reach into your purse or reach into your wallet and say, here's the number. Here it is, 580-474-3685.
Okay. Okay. And the PIN number
you hit
is?
The PIN, 99477. So
99477.
You should say that so much that it becomes second nature. And if you don't want to memorize it, then have it everywhere there's a telephone. You know, so you need to be ready with that number, because that number can make you a lot of money. Okay.
You know, Carol Garvey and I were talking one day, and see, the reason why we're here is not, I know we all work hard, but we kind of share ideas. And she was saying, I used to use my alarm clock to get up in the morning, now I use it for conference calls. So, so we all have to take that in mind. You may need to use your alarm clock, because there is a lot of conference calls. We understand we give you a lot of numbers, but those numbers are very important to guide you through this business right here.
Yeah, he's about to scare me for a minute. When you're talking, you and Carol was talking. She's going to start talking about that fab stuff. No. Just a joke. For those of you that maybe knew or may not know, FAB is the acronym for Female AmeriPlan Brokers. And it's just a great, great organization, and they have about 5 chapters around, and we're very proud of them. And we get a lot of interest by just driving people to that website. If you're not aware of that, it is fabgrapevine.info. And there's some really good motivational stuff on there. You have tips, and you have different chapters of people doing different things. And I know I read a report by the Direct Selling Association not too long ago. It just so happens that women, they're actually more successful in this industry than men are. But I think it was a woman that put those stats together. So. But I have to say personally, I have to be careful what I say, because women are responsible for a great deal of our income. And we do love them to death. But FAB is an excellent marketing strategy that works well, because it's a specifically niche market that attracts ladies. So if you're looking for powerful, entrepreneurial, spirited ladies, you tell them you have a special thing just for them that they may want to listen in or check into it. It works very well. FAB, that's Female Ameriplan Brokers. Oh, y'all didn't get my joke? I better go. Okay. That's Female Ameriplan Brokers, grapevine.info. FAB, just FAB, Female Ameriplan Brokers. That's what I'm doing. Then grapevine, like Marvin Gaye, grapevine, okay, .info, all right, okay.
That is a great tool to use, because there's information on that website that can help you to market the business. And one more thing that, we'll move down to the next point, RSD meetings. Okay, the reason why RSD and above meetings are so important, these are the meetings that leaders should discuss information from other leaders. You know, you don't want to discuss things like an opportunity meeting, like how to dress, even though when you're inviting your new guests to come to the meeting, they'll ask you how to dress. And if someone coming into a regular opportunity meeting not dressed properly, you wouldn't want to discuss those things at an opportunity meeting. You wouldn't even want to hit on it, because opportunity meetings always supposed to be upbeat. It's always supposed to be something you're commenting on. Even if a person came from work, and say for instance they had overalls on, and it say for instance they did, and they were very interested in the meeting, you wouldn't want to even point to a person out and say, well, this is not the way you would dress. You wouldn't want to say that at an opportunity meeting, because what you're doing is discouraging that person. He could be one of your best brokers, but things happened that day, but he got there, right? So these are the meetings you want to discuss things as RSD and above meetings for the training on inviting your brokers. So always keep those up, Bill, too. So it's the way you say it. It may not be what you say, it's the way you say it, even to your leaders. So you don't want to offend anybody. And keep those meetings up, Bill, too. Because, you know, we are all leaders, whether you got one broker, 2 brokers, or 3 brokers. You're a leader. And everyone wants to be up, Bill. Everyone wants encouragement. So when a leader is discussing certain things, you want to say, well, you know, I know you had a whole row full of children last time, you know, but try real hard to get them to get a babysitter. And then next time they come to the meeting, they'll be prepared. Or if you want me to help you with 3-way calling with your new broker, you know, you're talking to the broker at the meeting. You don't want to say, why you bring those kids there? Why don't you tell her how to dress? Or why didn't you, you know, you don't want to argue at any of the meetings, okay? Keep it up, Bill. So those are the things you want to discuss at RSD and above meetings. And always give incentives, you know, things like that. And get opinions, because everybody want to discuss something, so you don't want to just take the meeting charge, you know, take charge of the meeting and don't have any of the leaders have an opinion.
That's a good point, Deborah. And, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of us take for granted that people have basic business knowledge, and a lot of people do not, because we've been fortunate enough to attract people that have no experience in business, and yet it's our job to actually show them and counsel them on how to be a good business person. And it's meetings like this that we can cover things like that. There's so many good things to share about Ameriplan, from marketing to guidance and counseling, but there's the right time and place for everything. And an opportunity meeting is strictly designed for that new person. There's not any room for making sly remarks or saying things or trying to make a point. You do your thing and you close it out and you give your attention to that new person. That's what it's for. And then there's meetings like those RSDs and above meetings. That's where you take care of those things to help make things run smoother. You can talk about meeting etiquette. You can talk about a lot of things, special incentives and dress. You're absolutely right. That's the way to do that. And very importantly, that RSD meeting overall should be very positive and exciting so that people are motivated to get to that point where they can attend those RSD meetings. So they are becoming more and more effective and an integral part of our growth pattern. Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, the importance of three-way calling. Does everybody participate in three-way calling? Okay. Some people are afraid of that because especially if they're doing business from the internet. And what we would like to know is, you know, who don't know how to use three-way calling. A lot of times we discuss that with a new broker. Are you familiar with it, three-way calling? A lot of them don't have it on their phone, especially if they're new in the industry. They don't know how to use it. So what we do, first of all, we teach them how to do it. We wouldn't say, oh, you don't have three-way calling? You would say that. You just say, well, first what I would like you to do is get three-way calling, and what we're going to do is practice. Even though it's somebody you don't really know, this person's not going to do the business, I always say, well, let's just practice with your grandmother or with your mother. We know they're not going to take, listen to you or sign up for the business, but let's practice. So I take one call and practice a three-way call with them. And that way they'll know how to hit it. And you ever been on a three-way call and you didn't know you were still on the call? And new people do it all the time, and they still keep talking. I said, let me teach you how to clear your line. But that's the first thing you want to do is teach them how to clear their line.
Yeah, we really found out how some people feel about you, boy.
And that happened, I'm sure, to each one of us who was first doing that. But that is very important because that has built the business for many people. And they'll go, wow. See, these are questions they would never ask the person if they never did a three-way call, right? So it's very...
Yeah, of course, a lot of us that's been in the industry, we take that for granted, but a lot of new people just don't know how to effectively use three-way calling, so we do show them how to do it. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, there's a couple of ways to effect that. You have these telephones that have dual lines, and you can hit conference, and that does work pretty good, but I let people know it works much better when you get it from your local telephone company because the volume is much higher, and it's very, very clear. And so these are little technical things. And also, new people, they have visions that it may cost a lot of money. And when really the reality is that it does not. You're talking about an extra $3 or $4 a month, and you get like three luxuries, like call waiting, three-way calling, call forwarding, and all that. And once they understand that it's only $3 or $4 a month, then they're very happy to get involved in it because that is very powerful. And this is the way we do a lot of our training. I say, you listen to us do it, these three-way calls 3 or 4 times, then you end up getting better than us. But you're getting trained. And then when people call us, you know, and do certain things like, here's this list, why don't you call these people? I say, the way our program is that we do it with you on the line. This is on-the-job training. And then we teach them certain things, how you expose them to a conference call first, et cetera. You know, just don't ever fax us a list and say, sick of them. You know, we don't do that. But three-way calling is the way to go because they know that they need to do enough to initiate that contact. Then they can feel free to call us. They'll listen to us in action. Then they get the ideas to how to do it.
You know that list is brought that up. That's another thing. That's the first thing I get from a broker is that list. The reason why, it locks them in. You know, that's so important to lock a person in with their list. You know what I do with that list? They may set on it, but they get a copy, I get a copy of their list. And when we're doing three ways, I go down the list to help them to follow up. Because a lot of brokers are not following up on the people they're calling. They think you're following up because you talk to them. Isn't that something? They said, did you talk to them? Like, I don't know, it was on your list. But you got to teach them how to follow up. So when they're, say for instance, a person haven't talked to them in 2 weeks, and we had a very good conversation, how would you like it if that potential person was interested and you never followed up and they signed up under somebody else?
Right.
Do they have a right to sign up under somebody
else?
Sure they do, because you didn't follow up with them. So they were anxious to get started, but you didn't follow up. So
The main thing is to follow up. And then sometimes I will follow up with on the person I did think that was interested if I didn't get in contact with the broker. So I just see if they're still interested. But then I might even close them and say, now, do you still want to do this business or do you want me to sign them up? So that's taking it away, right? So you got to teach them that this business is not just for casual use. This list is for you to build your future. And I really use that list effectively. I try real hard because that's my biggest thing with this business is follow-up. And I do really well with that part. But, you know, I just got to teach the brokers how to do that because we as leaders got to take the lead and help them to show them how to follow-up. And that's what I think we're lacking at, you know, so.
It definitely helps. I know when we communicate with our brokers, I like to have fresh new information each and every week. So prior to a call, I prepare by I talk to some of the other leaders out in the field. I'll call Dale or I ask him some more specifics on how certain things may work with the internet, or he'll give me some recommendations and I can share that with the group. Or I listen to one of the training calls that come on at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Eastern every Monday night. That's a great call. And I know I tune in one night and one thing that I really liked that I started pushing is if you want to maximize your effectiveness of these Monday through Friday calls, the time to start the work is at least an hour prior to the call, okay? Because that's when you go to all these lists, you go to the people you invited on the call to remind them, and you invite new people. To get started 5 or 10 minutes before the call is not going to do it justice. If you spend that quality time up to an hour prior to each call, because you got to go to work, sometimes it's just as hard getting people on a call as it is getting them to a meeting. But if you do the proper work, it's going to increase the number of people that's actually on that call all the time. So that is a good thing to instill in all of your brokers. Make sure they be prepared to go to work at least an hour prior to each call, and you have more people on the call.
And this is how I do it with people who really are not plugged in, but you know they're not plugged in, but you don't want to call them and say, hey, where you been? I haven't heard from you. This is what I did. I said, say, for instance, Mary. I said, Mary, hi, this is Deborah. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm your upline national sales director. I just was getting concerned about you. I just wanted to know how you were doing with the business. And then they may say, well, I'm not really doing that good. And I just said, well, listen, let's just start from the day. We're going to have a conference call. You probably already got the number, but I'll give it to you again. And it's tonight. So what I want to do is maybe get a list from you of people you might want me to help you to get on that call tonight. And they said, oh, when do you want the list? I said, well, just start now. Let's just get a couple of people that you might want to get on the call. And then I get them to do three ways with me. And what I do is really get them on the call. So if nobody's on the call, they are. But see, what I do, I start them up with something. So you got to go down your list and go through your IBO Plus website. And sometimes they way down there, but go through your sales group, you know, sales group. And then you'll see maybe somebody canceled, but they got brokers still that never have gotten plugged in. And I take those people who's lost, maybe lost sheep. And then that's what I call them because they're nobody, no, they didn't even know my name. So if they don't know my name, but they didn't know me, so now I've acquainted myself with them and got them on a call and I got them plugged in and they're so thankful. But sometimes you just have to nourish your downline. And that's the thing, they don't know it, so.
Yes, but we're thankful that this corporation, they really, they believe in communication and it keeps getting better and better all the time. This is not like your typical networking company. It's like a hybrid between corporate and network marketing. To have access to corporate the way we do, and the liaison folks with the divisional sales manager. So, you know, you just don't see that very often. And especially, right, yeah. They're really great. of course, we're just joking, but there's a smooth running team there. And, you know, the key to success all the time is the quality people you have in your organization. And I know when Linda sends out emails, there's always a little note down at the bottom that talks to that effect. And that's one of the reasons that Ameriplan works, because they have good quality people that not only want to help you, They have the ability to help you. And these people have been carefully chosen. And they've done a masterful job at filling these slots with people that know what they're doing, with all the backgrounds and experience. And, you know, we get a chance to interface with all of the divisional sales managers, and we just love them all. And they all, at some point in time, have helped us. But Linda's desire lady, and she's always, always, always.
Hey, right, Linda.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess it starts from the top. And a lot of times, you know, they'd be in meetings planning different programs and everything. And then we get their executive assistant, Mirari. It's just amazing. She's just a real sweetheart right there. Okay. And some of the same times, can't catch up. Some of her buddies pick up the slack. All of those executive assistants are absolutely amazing.
You go, girls.
I was just thinking, Jerome, you're right. They are great, and we really take their lead because when we have a situation, they always promptly return the calls. They do. And that's what some of the leaders can learn from because, you know, you can leave a voicemail on somebody's phone, and then 2 or 3 days later, they forgot or didn't return the call. Isn't that good? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, you know. Again, we get a lot of people that may not have been in business before, and they don't understand the importance of being responsive when someone calls you, especially if it's a broker. It should be common sense, but sometimes you have to tell people that. One should return a call as quickly as possible, not when you feel like it, because everything is based on a time situation. If a person has someone and they need some answers right away, sometimes people don't even check their mail, voicemail, until 3 or 4 hours later. And so we have a thing that kind of really helps us a lot. Instead of giving people 2 or 3 different phone numbers, like this number for the house, this one for the office, this one for the cell phone, we utilize this feature called Call 40. So therefore, we give a person just one number, and that's all they need to call, just one number, and it's going to follow us wherever we are. It's as simple as that. And that's been very effective. You know, you call us, and you don't know where we may be in Vancouver. We may be somewhere, but we'll get the call, and then they don't have to make 3 or 4 calls to do that kind of thing. And that's worked out very good. But I would just implore everyone to make sure everyone that is a broker in business quickly return calls as soon as they get it. And that would definitely help your organization grow. And not only that, if you hear something that you like, it's important that you make sure everyone in your organization has that same information. If you see a piece of literature or sales aid item that you really like, it's important to make sure that everyone in your organization has that information. Your downline is your company, so you always nourish it and keep them informed.
Okay, what about when someone leave a name, call us, and they say, hey, Jerome, call me. We got all these people.
Yeah, that's like our buddy in Jacksonville, Mike. Mike, well, you never know, but he's a joker. Mike will say, Michael call and say, hey, this is Dennis Bloom. Just want to let you know your check went up. So you never really know what it's Dennis or Mike. But again, getting back to communication straight from the top, you know, and man, am I excited to hear about this book coming out. And you're right, we have so many creative people in this company, but Barry is a master at doing all kind of things when it comes to writing and communicating. I mean, I've seen anything from press releases to just a little note and email that shows that he has talent. So we got all this intellectual talent in our company that makes our job so much easier. Is, you know, Dale said, you know, I have my own company, but when you have to do it all yourself, but it's such a pleasure to sit back and we can focus on what we enjoy doing, inviting people to get involved with Ameriplan, and we got a talented team out there helping us hand in hand. So they help us with the communication, and they're just a great team. I always want to say, I say it privately, but thank you publicly, Barry. Just awesome job. And give it to
you. Thank you, Barry. So going back to three-way calling again, I just wanted to kind of bring this out. A lot of the brokers really don't have adequacy when it comes to three-way calling. What they do, they put the prospect on the phone first, and then they'll just plug you right in. And and when you're busy, you know, you don't want to be rude and say, well, I'm on the phone, especially when a prospect is on the line. So can you kind of share information on how to do a three-way call?
Sure. If you're going to set up a certain time slot and you have like 3 or 4 people you want to do it with, it would be a very courteous thing to do to let your upline know that you would like to know if you have time at this particular point that you can do a series of three-way calls, okay? And that is a very, very good point. Myself, if a person by chance didn't know they was going to engage in a conversation with a hot prospect or someone they're really high on, I say, you just feel free to call me. And most of the time, if I can take it, I take it. So there's no problem there. But as a general rule, prepare your upline leader and say, look, I would like to engage in a couple of three ways with you. Will you be available at this particular time period? And that way we can be prepared and, you know, we won't be doing something with the grandbaby or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah, babies in the house. So what about a lot of times when the person is doing, say, for instance, we're doing a three-way call for them and we're giving them information, giving their prospect new information. Sometimes the broker have a tendency to interrupt you while you're talking, and then you're like, you could have did this call yourself. So, you know, we just need to kind of work on showing a new broker how to do a three-way call, what type of things he would like to say.
That's true, Deborah. You know, everyone has their own style, and sometimes that new broker just need to know that you're back there willing to help them. And some people are in various stages. Sometimes I actually welcome that because it's that verbal communication and it's that nonverbal communication. And when a new broker is excited and enthused, you may say something that sparked them, that really turns them on, and they just feel like take it and run with it. And, you know, I just sit back and relax and let them do their thing. But you're right. When you got a particular thing in mind that you're trying to make a point of whatever, then hopefully they have enough, you know, they'll know when to talk and when not. But some people don't, so you just have to kind of help them. But that's a very good point.
Okay, so, you know, it's just all about training and giving them, you know, something like a review before you go through the three-way call. Just go through a review with them on how a three-way call should be conducted. So being accessible to your brokers, we talked about that, but sometimes we're not balanced with that. I know a lot of times a lot of us do it from the internet. We have some in our group, and they have not introduced us to their brokers because they feel they are my brokers. You know, they don't feel like they are your brokers because they got them through the internet. So you don't have that personal relationship with them because they're not coming to the meetings. So just for your opinion, what would happen, say, for instance, if I had an internet broker who solely worked on the internet, but the broker they recruited does not want to do the internet thing, they want to maybe do face-to-face, how did that broker, upline broker, really converse with that broker that don't have any internet connection? What's your opinion on that?
That's a good point. I think that the key here is just education, letting people understand the importance of that interaction. If you're very good at internet marketing, you can bring in a lot of people to the business. But what you're looking for is stability. And the way you get those internet marketing people to stay and to be productive is to plug them into the system. And so we actually have people that say, well, you know, we're proud of the fact that we don't go to meetings. We don't do this. All we do is do that. Well, that's fine, but look how you can grow. This is a geometric progression type of a marketing system. As you bring people in, if those folks do, you know, it's a monkey see, monkey do business. If you're not going to meetings, you're not doing that, if you're not plugged in, they're going to feel that they don't have to, and your dropout rate is going to be higher. We know for a fact that people that are plugged into the system and they're around other people being successful, they hear testimonials, they just are exposed to more things that make them more apt to be successful in the business. So it's extremely important, irregardless of how a person first heard about the information, whether it's through the internet, personal contact, cold calling, warm calling, it doesn't matter, but just plug them into the system. I think that's critical. That's how you develop the serious money, as I say, okay? Because it's all about helping people catch the vision, not just doing one simple thing, but being plugged into a major system so they can see the overall picture. So it's just about letting people know. If people know, then they may understand why we feel the way we do.
And there's nothing wrong with internet marketing because, as it was brought out, that's a broader way to get new brokers or new people interested. But we want to let you know that this is a big world out here, and Ameriplan is really growing. So we have so much material sometimes that we can't share with you on the line all the time. Sometimes you may see visual material that we can share with you, and that's at the meetings. A lot of times at the broker training, I know you would bring out different strips of material, and then they would die for it. Like Jerome might bring up a brochure, a tooth brochure, nobody never seen it before. So all of a sudden, all the new people want that brochure. And I said, why did you bring that out? We're out of that. He just be saying it as an example, you know. So sometimes that might just be the very tool that would get them a new member, a new broker. But they won't, they would never see it because they're not visually looking at anything. They just see what's on the internet. It's the only thing that hurts. Okay.
And well, you know, just following up their point, communicating credibility. Ameriplan is, since the 7 years I've been with the company, we've seen so many excellent tools, and sometimes we do become jaded or we forget about certain things. I like communicating credibility, which sets us aside from the typical network marketing company. You know, we can talk about things like Morley Schaefer, who's been associated with 60 Minutes for over 25 years, talking about how he's done a PSA or something, talking about the industry and specifically how Ameriplan is just a great thing, because nowadays when you're talking to quality people, they want to know what makes you different from everything else that's out there. And we have a lot of great ammunition. And when we go back into the archives sometime, these new folks just don't know some of the things that we know, and they're just real excited about it. So that's really good.
Yeah, we become jaded as older brokers. What we do, we just take it for granted that that material is there, and new people don't know anything about the network marketing lifestyles that Mark and Tracy is in, and those things, a Roger Camel story or the Fatima story of climbing in and out the cars of the old days, and Dale on his boat, you know, and the old videos. Those things are valuable, and sometimes we just play that old footage so they can see where we came from at one point in our life. And then, you know, if they ever seen Bread in Action, you know, his workshops, Bread probably don't know we got those tapes. But we see Bread in Action, the workshops, you know, just from those days, those old days. In the beginning, it make you appreciate really where we at now. And visually, those are the things that they don't see. And that's called like the sharper images of America.
Good point. Okay. Community. You know, you need to be in a position where you can be communicated with. If you have an email address where you've changed it, be sure to inform broker services and your upline leaders, okay? Because, and that way, it really helps. And it's really encouraging to hear that announcement yesterday, how we're working towards solving that problem with AOL, whereby actually corporate will be giving us more emails. That's going to be great. But in the meantime, our leaders, we should effectively communicate with our downline, because a lot of times, you know, we get hundreds of requests, please add this person to our email list. And then, you know, all of a sudden, our computers just start smoking. What I say is we send them out to our leaders, and we want all the leaders to turn around and develop an email address group list so that they can hit a button and send it all out to their leaders. And that way we have an efficient system going on. So it's very important that from that part of using the computers, I've learned a lot in the past year. And I think it's great. That is an efficient way to communicate. So if you hear, run across a good idea, or you get the notes from Connie Summit or whatever, then you turn around and forward all that to everyone on your group list, and then that'll keep everyone informed.
Oh, that's a good point, because, you know, bringing that point up again on keeping your broker informed of the updates of emails and your phone numbers, because a lot of times brokers will call, and they think we know who they are. And sometimes you can guess it by the last name or the voice, but you don't have a phone number. And when I check the broker support site, the phone number is not updated or the email is not updated. So you want to always keep your broker's information updated with corporate, because that's how they send your emails out to inform you of special emails or special meetings. Keep broker informed. Scripts. Where do we go with scripts? A lot of times, telephone scripts and inviting people to meetings is hard for a new broker. So what do we do in a case like a new broker, you know how I used to be, I'm still kind of but not like that no more. You know, you just couldn't tell them, you know, to come to the meeting. And what do we do on scripts like that?
Well, we do have a number of scripts circulating out there. And I would tell people, check with your Upline National. I've seen so many wonderful, wonderful scripts. And sometimes you just get to a place that's nice and quiet, and you can develop your own script, what you feel comfortable for you. But if you need some help, you know, sometimes people are, they're a little hesitant to call the Upline National. You know, feel free, especially if you're serious about this business, you call them and you announce yourself and say, look, I intend to really get up to the top. You know, we appreciate that. We want to know. It's always been my policies that our support is in direct proportion to how serious we perceive you are. So if you know you're serious and you're contacting us, then we're going to give you everything that we can to help you be successful. So most nationals have circulated around. We've met other nationals. We've seen these scripts. They can email them to you. That's the way to get access to good scripts. Talk to your upline leaders.
That's right.
Real quick, I think our time is running out. I just want to say, you know, corporate, again, does such an excellent job in helping us communicate. You don't have to have any tremendous skills. You can barely know the English language. You know, if you can just make appointments and show people these two-a-day DVDs on a regular schedule, you're going to be all right. And you look at the literature that keeps getting updated better and better, like these things from the group department. This is just an awesome, awesome piece. And I think every single leader should, from time to time, make sure that everyone in their organization understands pretty much every item that's on the sales aid list. And we should encourage folks to order directly and have that these supplies. The basic stuff, you're not in business if you don't have 80% brochures and DVDs. Those are the two things you should always have in stock all the time and not have to wait and be reordering. Then there's a lot of other things on that sales aid order form that you should have a few of. But communication is, corporate just helps us tremendously. And the young man up there that keeps talking about how he used this, you know, this is really an amazing piece here. These broker benefits are absolutely phenomenal. And we didn't have time to solicit some of these testimonials, but we've saved thousands of dollars from things in this book right here. And a lot of people don't even realize the value of the stuff, don't even know how to sign up for the Office Depot things. Just go over and let them know and help them appreciate what we got.
Thank you, Jerome. And my success has been predicated to the fact that I don't leave home without at least two broker apps. At least, I try to have four, but I got a little pouch I carry. And I carry four DVDs and a ton of cards and flyers, about maybe 20. And the reason why I'm keeping the number low is because I don't come home with this pouch full. It's always empty. So I go shopping a lot.
Everybody say goodbye to Shauna Jarvis. All right, Shauna. Jerome, Deborah, thank you very much. And you know what's amazing is yesterday Jerome, you know, was on the panel and was talking about the barrel of caches, and he started naming off the places and the dates right from his head. I had to cheat, Jerome. I had to look at my sheet. You know, we got him up here for communication because he knows what's going on everywhere, so that he's communicating to his people in all those different places. And it's just fantastic the job they do with that. I have some quick announcements. One, Twyler Portis, how did you sign up four brokers last night? They downloaded in our system. She's good. Okay. Two, Mirari, you are a queen starter kit. Thank you. Three, Joe Garvey, I need an update on policy. Answer me this. What happens when a broker, let's say a national vice president in Atlanta, Georgia, goes two in a row on bad $35 drafts? It's okay. I need a date for Hawaii. You might not be going, but Carol might. No, here's what we're going to do, guys. We got a little technical difficulty down here. We're going to take a five-minute break so they didn't have to sneak out and embarrass themselves, and we're going to get right back. So be back in 5 minutes. Oh. Okay, in our long-distance and telephone conferencing package in our broker benefits, there is three-way conferencing and conference calling and three-way calling. An awful long time, huh? Oh no, she. Yeah, hey, when Shauna Jarvis comes in, let's give her a standing ovation. Oh, that ruined my whole thing. Great. She is. Carol, by the way, I did terminate Joe, but if you want to go to Hawaii, I don't have a date. So, yes, I'm going to the extension. Yes. Oh, hey, Joe. Okay. Let's get started, guys. Hold on. All right. You know, that little conversation I just had with Carol Garvey is kind of our next topic. Hawaii. And I know that, you know, it was a difficult decision this year for Top Producer to go to Hawaii because how many people don't like Hawaii? You know, they're just, rather go to, like, Columbus, Ohio in the winter. But to give you an update on everything going on with our Top Producer trip, please welcome Divisional Sales Manager Todd Wilson. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's talk travel. Everyone likes to travel, right? Let's go now. You know, these trips, a lot of people may think that you know, it's the destination where we go. And the destination is a lot. I mean, we don't pick one that's not fun. The destinations are just fabulous. But what happens on these Top Producer trips is, you know, there are friendships established. There's camaraderie between everyone there. There's business relationships that are made. And so they're very special. You know, you're part of a very special elite group when you qualify and you go on these Top Producer trips. And you know, the one of the things I think that everyone in this room can probably compare it to and relate to is, you know, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, all of you received a special phone call, you know, from your DSM. And you got a special invitation to come to this weekend. And, you know, that was kind of the beginning of something very special for you and being involved in a very elite group of people. And, you know, you're kind of experiencing, you can relate to what these Top Producer trips are. You're part of a very, very elite group. You know, you stop and think about it, there's about roughly 50, 60 of you here, and Dennis said yesterday, what, about 60,000 brokers in Ameriplan? So, I mean, you're really the cream of the crop, and I think, you know, that's you can all kind of compare that to what happens on these Top Producer trips. A little bit of history of the trip. You know, we've taken two of them so far. We base these on our convention year. Now, our convention year runs June of 1 year through May of the next year. So our first convention year of 2002-2003, we took the trip in September 03. We went to Nassau, the Bahamas, to Paradise Island, to the Atlantis Resort, and it was just a fabulous trip. And the second trip for 03-04, we took this past September to Canada. Went up to Canada to Vancouver and on to Whistler and for the top 10, and that was just an extraordinary trip, and a lot of fun was had there. We wined, we dined, we toured, and had a lot of fellowship with all the winners there. And Terry, I think that we may have some footage from that trip that we've got here. Terry? Yeah, uh-oh. Uh-oh's right for some of you. Come on, tell me, boy. All right. It's like we were just there, man. We were just there. Great trip that was. Let's talk a little bit about where we're going this year. As we all know, it's Hawaii is on tap, and you know, it's Hawaii is a very, very special place. You know, it's fun in the sun. To qualify for this trip, you know, like I said before, our convention year is based from June of one year to May of the next. And to qualify for this trip, your builder's bonus residual, okay, that check you get on, either you get a check on the 18th or you get it direct deposited, that one on the 18th, that annualized, that times 12, needs to be $35,000 or higher by the end of May of this year to qualify to go on that trip. We want you all to go on that trip. That trip's going to take place in September of this year, and we'd love to have everybody here in the room to go on that trip. Now, we know it's in Hawaii, and I believe that Terry's got some footage of that as well. Terry? Nope, that's not it. That's the opening to the convention, remember that? That's a good video too, though. Yeah. We would love to have all of you there. It's a very special place, and as you know, you can only get there by plane or boat. I mean, Mark tried one time to drive there, but it didn't work out very well. Okay, here we go. There may be a little loud trailer at the beginning of this, I believe. Isn't that cool in Hawaii? Look at that. Very colorful there. Like no other. Here we go. All right, Hawaii. Aloha. You know, I can't think of anyone that that doesn't have some kind of desire to go to Hawaii. You know, it's just a very, very special place, and you know, I can't think of much better than a trip to Hawaii. Although, a trip to Hawaii with Dennis and Daniel paying for it would be better, right? I think so. Now, when we book this trip, we use an incentive company, part of the deal with this incentive company is that within the contract, that's one person from this incentive company and two people from Ameriplan will have to go to this destination and do what's called a site check. And I'm sure that I'm going to get all kinds of sympathy when I let you know that as duty called, Brent and myself had to board a plane and go to Hawaii back in August. But hey, I'm here to tell you, my wife was not happy that me and Shrek over there were going to Hawaii. Sorry, boss. But I'm here to, yeah, here's my stuff. I'm going now. But I'm here to tell you, we've been to the destination, to the trip that you guys are going to go on, and it is paradise. It's truly incredible. Now, the first part of this trip, will be to the largest of the Hawaiian Islands, called the Big Island. And it's a very diverse island, and there's a lot of different things on this island. This island has it has active volcanoes on it, and you can tour, you can go out, and you know, if you're brave enough, you can go out and you can walk right up to these things and go out on them, and so it's very unique that it has these volcanoes. Interestingly also, when you're driving around the island, there are all these lava flow paths, you know, and there will be a sign that says this one's from 1982 and this one's from, and so it's very interesting that there's this volcano, and it all flows obviously down towards the ocean. There's a lot of tropical things there, lots of palm trees that are there as well, lots of beaches, and for those golfers, there are tons of golf courses, and they are all very, very beautiful. Now, while we're there, we will stay at a place called the Fairmont Orchid. Now, anybody ever stayed at a Fairmont in here? Oh, yeah. Fairmonts are just, they're absolutely beautiful. They're five-star hotels, and their service and their quality is just really second to none. And this hotel is just fabulous. It's partially an open-air hotel, to where when you walk in and you check in, you feel like you're inside, but then again, you feel like you're outside. It's an open-air hotel, and so it's very unique in that way. It's got a spa in this hotel. In this spa, you can get a facial or a massage right there in the spa inside the hotel. They also have these spa without walls type things, where there are these huts throughout the property. Some of them are by waterfalls, to where you could get a massage, and you can hear that in the background. You can go right out on the beach and have a massage right out there on the beach. Very, very, very relaxing. Now, the hotel, by design, it backs up right to the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, each night as that sun sets, it sets right at the back of that hotel, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Each night you'll be able to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful sunset. Now, when that first part of that trip ends, the top 10 income increases are going to be whisked away for an extension. We'd all want to go on this extension, right? Anybody wants to be in that top 10 will definitely want to be within that. There'll be a couple of extra days of pampering at a different island, okay? We went to the biggest island for the first part of the trip. The top 10 are going to go to the smallest of the islands. It's an island called Lanai. Now, this island, very, very remote, very, very unique in that pretty much the rich and the famous go and visit this island. They indicated to us that Kevin Costner goes there all the time. Tom Selleck goes there all the time. So it's unique in that that movie stars are present on this island. I said it's the smallest of all the islands. About 2,700 people are on this island. That's all. Just 2,700 people. It's very unique that this island, unlike all the others, it's owned by an individual. I mean, there's one guy that owns this island. His name is David Murdoch. And, you know, my list of stuff that I own doesn't include an island, you know. Marks might, but don't own an island. Not many people own, it's very unique that not many people own an island. So this island used to be full of pineapple farms, and there's still some pineapple working orchards that are there on this island. Now this island, you know, since it's so small, before this guy David Murdoch bought this island, there was one hotel, the Hotel Lanai. And so he doesn't own that hotel, but when he bought it, he built two more hotels. There's one called the Manili Bay. It's down right by the ocean, and he built the lodge at Kauai. Now the lodge at Kauai is where we will stay on this trip, and it's just a magnificent hotel. On this island also, there's one gas station, and I mean these guys have got a racket on things on this island. I mean, it's like $3.97 a gallon. I mean, they can charge whatever they want. Two grocery stores on the island. They're very, very small. It's just a very, very remote place. And a lot of people, like I said, unless you're the rich and the famous, just don't go there because the normal average room rate for your average room at this place, and Dennis and Daniel aren't here, but is normally about $600 plus a night. I mean, it's very, very, very expensive. So it'll be a very neat top 10 extension that we'll have for that. So in a nutshell, you know, these trips are just very, very, very special. And I've asked a couple to come up to share
that went to Vancouver and on to Whistler to share their testimony. So if Joe and Carol, if you'll you'll come up, I'd like to hear from them real quick.
Oh, wow. Amazing, folks. The Blooms know how to roll out the red carpet. I mean, if you ever wanted to be treated like royalty but didn't know how, make this trip. Because it'll just blow your socks off. I mean, the hotel was gorgeous. Vancouver is just a beautiful place. I mean, the mountains, the water, everything. And they have, you know, just brilliant ideas of how to entertain you. I mean, the best restaurants, the most incredible food. They look for the best of the best. And, you know, the trips, they take you on excursions. And we were zipping through the trees. It's unbelievable. It's like a 600-year-old trees that are hundreds of feet tall. We were zipping through across rivers and gorges and stuff. It was just amazing. And then on the extended trip, unbelievable. The bus pulls up to the hotel in Whistler, which is where the Olympics are going to be, and the Winter Olympics in, when's that, 2008 or something. They had the red carpet rolled out into the hotel, and every staff member of the hotel gave us a standing ovation as we got off the bus. It was unbelievable. And the beauty, we're sitting right on top of, right near a mountain that had glaciers on it. And, I mean, they just did everything possible to make us feel like VIPs. And I can't imagine Hawaii.
It really was like the, you know, like the Academy Awards, where there's people lined up on each side of the carpet, and you walk through. Well, it was kind of funny, because when we pulled up on the bus, we see the red carpet, and we see people lined up on each side, and everybody in the bus is kind of going, oh, there must be a wedding or something, and they're waiting for the bride and groom to come out, you know? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the bus is pulling right up in front of them, you know? I mean, we're thinking we're going to be interfering with this wedding, because the bus pulls right up in front of all those people. And then they opened up the doors, and the people started clapping. And they just, each of us walked off the bus, and just like the Academy Awards, it was so cool, like opening night at one of the premieres in Hollywood. I got to tell you, you know, there were, everything was just like stacked on top of another. Every event that they did with us, whether it was dinner, whether it was an excursion or whatever it was better than the last thing we had just done 30 minutes before, okay? And they keep you, they just keep you entertained, they keep you pampered. It was wonderful. But what was really awesome, before I get to the zip track part, was the people. Can you imagine being in one of the most beautiful parts of the world with people who are like-minded, who have worked hard to get there? Everyone's in the same frame of mind in this business, and you're not at a convention where you only have a few minutes between in breaks, and you don't have to worry about, you know, all your organization that you got to take care of and everything. You're just there relaxed. The company's treating you like the rich and famous. That's what it felt like. And you're there with all the other people that you know what they, and you know what it took for them to get there too. There was such a respect and an admiration among us, and such a camaraderie. We made friends for life of people that maybe we only had seen them as they walked across the stage to receive awards before. That's what was really awesome. And to share those experiences with these people, we'll never forget. We'll never forget that. It's fun to go somewhere on your own, but to go with a bunch of other people that you're in the same thing with is great. The zip track thing, I got to tell you, it was like the reality or fear factor thing, okay? The zip track thing, there's two mountains, they're huge, big trees, 600 years old, got these cables about that big around, strung from tree to tree between the mountains over a river, okay? And through the woods. Okay? First, you got to climb up a bunch of wooden stairs to get to the top of the tree where the cables are. And then they hook you into this little thing that looks like a baby's bouncy that you hang in the door. You know, when you got babies and you put them in a doorway and that little bouncy thing, that's what it was. So they hang us in these things. It just cups around your little fanny and you just hang in there. And then they come up and they get you to the edge of this platform and you're looking out where you're going and the cable's going over to the next mountain. And they're going, you'll be fine. Bye. Now, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? Okay, well, the worst that could happen is the cable breaks or you fall or the halter breaks or whatever and you die. So yesterday when I asked you, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, you know. Once you go through that, you don't fear any no, rejection, or anything. The next thing worst that could happen is you get stuck out there on that cable in the middle of, over the river. And somebody's got to go out there and pull you in. It was not fun. That happened to Tracy. She didn't weigh enough for it to carry her all the way across. It was phenomenal, but I'm going to tell you, those are the kind of things, you know, the group that we went in on the zip track, it's like every time we see each other, you know, it's like she was good. First thing she said when they were talking about, you know, Whistler was, zip track. You know, we all know what zip track is. It was awesome. Those are the kind of experiences that you get to share, at, you know, with your significant other and with many other significant people in your lives. We'll never not be on a trip that this company gives. I gotta tell you this part. The final night, we had this unbelievable dinner in this private room that looked like a library. Okay? It was awesome. And the DSMs had on their little server butler outfits with their napkins, towels thrown across their arm. And they served us. You know, the leaders shall be servants, right? They were wonderful. It was so cool. And there was a very select group. It was only two long tables of people. We had these big candelabras and everything. And afterwards, there was a smoking room where all the men went to have brandy and cigars. And it was a beautiful room. This room was awesome, very, very awesome. And they told the ladies, you'll line up on this couch, and we'll bring you the little drinks and little pedophores or whatever, you know. And I'm looking through there, and the guys are laughing and drinking their brandy, and then this room that had a fireplace and all this stuff, you know. So I'm like, well, how do we get in there? It's like, you got to smoke a cigar. Fortunately, my dad smoked cigars, so I went in and smoked a cigar. I was one of the guys. And I found out later that was like a $60 cigar. Okay? So. Oh, now it's Carl, yes. Now, what ended up happening, we all ended up out by this beautiful fire pit with the stars overhead. And let me tell you, you see every star in the sky up there. Beautiful fire pit, all of us sitting around and enjoying one another and where we are and the fact that Ameriplan got us there. So whatever you do, oh, by the way, I got this. I got this in Whistler. This is a Vancouver vest. It's got little bear paw prints on the buttons and everything. So it's got the little, you know, it all means something. Okay. The thing to do, though, is be sure and never miss one of these trips. And make sure you got some people on the trip with you that you want there. Okay, your brokers.
Thank you, Jill and Carol. Thank you very much. And yes, we do have some pictures of Carol smoking a cigar. We even sent them to her. Okay, so we've got about 6 months of final data that we've got for this trip, you know, and so. You know, basically we've got June, July, August, September, October, and November of final, you know, data that we've got for this qualification period. So that's right at halfway. So, you know, we've got some folks that are, you know, half of that 35,000, 17,500. We got some people that are on track. We got some people that are even higher than that 35,000. that are in the room here with us today. So as I call these people's names, let's give them their due recognition. Dale and Donna Brooks. Joe and Carol Garvey. Mark and Tracy Jarvis. Brad and Amber Murray. Aaron Price. John Rogers. Jerome and Deborah Scott. And Kurt Wilkins. Congratulations to all of you for your efforts thus far. You know, those whose names weren't called, we want you on this trip, you know, and we've got, I guess, through the end of May to get you there. So set your sights on the top producer trip, and you can definitely do it. Brent?
Just have to make one comment. Todd really didn't seem to care when he wanted to cuddle with Shrek in Hawaii, but... Yeah, are you the donkey? Yeah, it was funny. Todd was going through those names of the people on the top producer trip, and you know, he does the MVPs first, and then he gets to Aaron Price, and I'm looking over at Jerome and Deborah Scott, and they're thinking, "What happened? Yeah. Don't scare them. It just happened that the MVPs were first, except for Jerome and Deborah, right?" Thanks, Todd. I saw heart attack written all over their face. Well, this is really interesting. We just had to cut a segment because of this last session, Todd. Thanks for keeping on your time. But we do have an exciting one coming up, and I'm pumped about this one. This is it's a great topic for everybody out there, and it's how to start a new broker. You know, we've had Brad Murray do this before, and I mean, every time it keeps getting better and better for me. This is one you definitely want to take your notes on. Brad Murray has been, from what I understood, before Ameriplan, he was another company's trainer, the face of the training. I understand why. Because he not only trains it, he makes it real. He makes it right on target. But see, you know, we talk about Brad a lot, MVP, $400,000 a year, about to be $450,000 a year. You're just inches away on that one. And we talk about how powerful and passionate he is, but let me tell you something. There's another half to that equation. See, Amber Murray, recently Mrs. Amber Murray, all of a sudden is thrown into this world of, I've got this huge downline, but instead of like going big wide eyes open and stepping back like, oh my gosh, how do you do this? She walks in there and becomes a partner with Brad. And what does she do? She raises the bar. She raised the bar for Brad. You know, I didn't think a bar could get any higher for Mr. Murray, but Amber just showed me it did. So, you know, we're going to do something today that normally we didn't do, and that is let's bring up Brad Murray, but let's give a standing ovation for MVP Amber Murray. Come on up.
Anyway, I tell you what, what's so cool about this business is that there's so many subject matters in this business that you could spend so much time on. I'll give an example. Over the holidays, you know, business kind of slowed down, of course, and I mean right before Christmas kind of thing, or right after Christmas, and I hadn't been down to Mark and Tracy's for quite a while, and so it took a couple days just to fly in and sit around and talk business. And it's funny. Oh, that's why you didn't do the handouts during your daily, right? No, but But that's why we did the handouts before the deal, so you won't listen to what we say. You'll be consumed with your reading stuff there. But anyway, there's so much to talk about in this business. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, just that panel on promoting, you could spend hours talking about just, you know, the promoting part about this business. What Deborah and Jerome did this morning, you could, all the things that you end up communicating to your organization, you could spend a day talking about each one of those topics. And of course, you know, what are we talking about today? We talked recruiting, the recruiting process yesterday with Joe and Carol. You could spend a day talking about that, how to recruit, you know, just the whole recruiting process. And Mark will talk about leadership development. So I go down to Houston, and it's kind of funny, you know, Shauna's there in the house, and Tracy, of course, and the kids, and we're in the living room talking business. And about 8 o'clock in the morning, and still about midnight that night, well, about 16 hours later, we hadn't even moved. And Shauna came in the door. She's like, "Are you, like, still there?" You know? 16 hours later, hadn't even moved, you know? So all these subjects are great. But I'm so proud of Amber because of, you know, she's found a natural niche in this business. And it's working with new brokers. So that's really, this is her workshop. But I'll just kind of start some dialogue out and tell you about what we've been doing. Because there are so many things to do in this business, it's hard to do it all. You know, it's really hard to do it all if you want to do it all right. So, you know, I do most of my passion is the recruiting process. I enjoy, you know, pitching the deal and bringing somebody in the business. And the truth of the matter is that there's so much that goes into that process that once you do get them into the business, for me, there's this natural tendency to, it's like, gosh, I put so much into it just getting them in the business. But the truth of the matter is that's when it really begins. And you got this whole process ahead of you that's really involved. And so this is where we have partnered up. And she's just really, in the last few months, we've really been fine-tuned. We continue to fine-tune it. But, you know, on a daily basis, to break it down, it's not so much the new brokers you enroll, but there's something you're going to be hearing a lot more about come Champions Weekend time, too, and that's called your base shop. Everyone that comes into your base shop, they could all roll up and become direct to you. Every one of those people are potential directs. So it's not just about your personal brokers that you're working with. So we started to get this thing together with the base shop, and I'll just kind of let Amber talk about on a daily basis. She gets on that computer, and she starts to find these new people. You might want to just talk about the process you use first thing in the morning to find these people.
Okay, morning. I'll get on there, and every single new broker and every member that comes on, I click on there, every single one. It takes about an hour, but you have to put time into it. Otherwise, I won't know who's doing what. So whenever I'll click on a broker, I'll see who enrolled them. If they don't have Upline National Sales Director, then I know that they're in our base shop. And I have a notebook of our A team, and that's what I go in and write them down. And so I have a really clear picture of who's in our base shop and who I need to call for the day. The brokers that are new for the day, they're the ones I call, kind of them, and then I start going through just a phone call, just a welcome phone call. I'll say, "Hi, I'm Amber Murray. Brad and I are National Vice Presidents with the company. We'd like to welcome you to our organization." You know, and then I set up a time with them then to do what I call, I tell them it'll be about a 20 to 30 minute training. So we set up a time, and then they'll call me back when it's convenient for them. During the day, a lot of times I'll just get an answering machine, and that's okay. I just leave a message and they call me back and we set a time then.
Yeah, I want to throw something out here too. You go into broker support and you start out. Every new broker that's come into the organization overnight, she finds out who the upline is. And if they're already plugged into somebody that we know is leading their organization, we don't, they're not in our base shop. the ones who don't fall under an existing leader, we plug them in the base shop. And then she begins to call each one of those. And number one, that's this welcome letter that we send. Every one of the people that qualify to fall into our base shop, we send them this little welcome letter. And it's real generic, I mean, you know, but it's something, you know, so they get an email from us right away. And then she begins to make the calls. What I want you to talk about a little bit is about all of them that come into the base shop, but then what we really do is we sort through those people to find who we're looking for to kind of work with. And, you know, some of the honesty as to what you find. Some people don't return a call, you know, when we call them. Some people, you're the one talking to. Okay. You can explain what you find.
To me, this is such a sifting process. When I go through the base shop, is all I'm doing is sifting the people that really want to do this, that didn't sign up as a fluke or didn't sign up as a favor, the people that are sincerely interested in that. You know, I make myself available from pretty much 8 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. Anybody can call anytime. I want people to feel that we're totally accessible. I run around a lot, and so I always forward the home phone to the cell phone. People can call me on the fly. I have it memorized, the computer, so I can do a training with them, even if I'm on the car going down the freeway. So I always tell them, call whenever, you know, it's convenient. And when we go through, it is fascinating the people that you will find in your downline. To me, that is the funnest part. And it's really important to call everybody in your base shop, because like Dennis said earlier, you'll have somebody who signs somebody up. They don't know how to train them. They're relatively new. So you cannot, I do not ever depend on the person that is signing somebody up to do a good training with them. I would rather have a good frame of mind and know that they have been, you know, trained with everything that we feel is necessary and proper, from the phone numbers to the conference calls to plugging into the system, that a new broker just doesn't have the knowledge of.
So what we're doing here is we're sorting through, we're sifting, like she said, through all the new entries coming in the base shop. And when you find somebody who really does, where you connect, they want to talk business, they want help, yada, yada, then we put those people on a separate list. She's got this notepad, it's called her A-Team. And then she begins to work with these people. And so we got this little new broker checklist that we thought might be of some help to you. And you know what? Just understand, it's not the information that we're talking about on this checklist. It's the fact that, I'll give you an example. When you start, in other words, that's why we separate these two things. Number one, I'll go through the recruiting process with them, but it said, since with me it's such an involved recruiting process, I don't feel like getting through the recruiting process and then going into this, because there's just too much to it. It's information overload. That's why we separate the time. I'll do the recruiting process, wait for them to upload into the system where she'll see them come in, and then she'll sort through them. Mm-hmm. And if they give her a favorable response, then she'll end up going through this stuff. And you might want to just touch on, you know, the kind of things that you go through when you schedule your time. And what's amazing about Amber is that I like to be on a landline at a desk where I can get really quality time and reception and everything when I'm talking to somebody. And that's why I like to go to an office and just stay there. I call it quality time on the phone, where she can go through all this stuff totally on the fly, no matter what she's doing.
There's too many other things. It's a woman thing. Thank you, Tracy. There's too many other things I have to do during the course of the day, you know, to just get in the office and get all comfy and, you know, just blow everything off. So that part works well for me. To me, there is nothing that takes the place of having a one-on-one 30-minute conversation with a broker. That leads into all kinds of dialogue. I get to know that person. And I find that the ones that really need help, and those are the ones that I'll be in contact with every day, saying, what do you need? You know, who's going on your team right now? Who's close to RSD? And, you know, really recognizing those people. So when I start off training, we talk a little bit about being a product of the product. I tell them, you're going to get a membership packet. And when you get your card, please go and use it. I tell them on the card is coast to coast vision. You know, you don't want somebody walking into Pearl or JCPenney's or TSO and saying Ameriplan because they won't know what you're talking about. Also on the front of that is Medco. Okay, that's the pharmacy. You want them to say that. Really want to teach your new broker how to use the card so everything goes smoothly with them. Of course, when you sign up for, you know, the dentist, it's Ameriplan. And just say, you know, say, go get your teeth clean, go use some drugs. Go get a prescription. Y'all know what I meant. Go get a prescription filled.
We got this little pushing business on the side. Yeah. So we talked about this before, you know. Prescription.
You know, we live in Southern California, so I say, go get some sunglasses. You know, we've got Ray-Bans and police and Maui Jims on there. You know, great sunglasses. Go get a pair of sunglasses. So there's something that everybody can go use, because if you're going to, you know, really be serious about this business, you have to be a product of the product.
We
so
also
we go
can
into that.
Upsell the medical in California.
Mm-hmm. Now we have the medical, and everybody was excited about that, and that's whenever you can tell your broker, hey, you know, we can get this too, and we tell them how to go in the computer, and it's a very easy process for them to enroll. Also, what I found out in doing this is you do not have to have the websites to enroll on the medical if you are a broker. It's just on your broker support website that you can do that, and I was finding out a lot of people didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay, then I go into a 24 training hotline. I love this tool, and we get a lot of great feedback from that. And I believe that number is on the front page.
No, it's not, but because people have, on the front pages, you have the welcome letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they were talking about earlier today, I was so tickled when Dennis and Daniel were talking about that training tool with the DVD. We started doing this earlier this year. We got this training hotline. There's like 9 menus on that thing, and you hit option 2, and it's a 30-minute details about the products, and we got the compensation, and we got how to enroll members, how to get in your broker website, all this stuff that people need to know. And instead of having to take, there's 3 to 4 hours of training on there. Mm-hmm. And so we just plug them into that phone number. And also, it keeps them a little bit accountable. We say, hey, you know, after you listen to an option, formulate some questions, call us back. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a great tool. We really encourage them to listen to it in the first 2 days and then get back with us after they've listened to it. So we know that they've got a head start on training. Then if they have any other questions, that they can call me. And the thing I always really want to go over with them is what I call the back office or your broker support site. This leads into so much dialogue to where I know they really understand where to find their members, where to find their brokers, customer service, how to order their supplies. That is a great one to go over. Okay, the next one is always make sure they have broker services phone number and tell them if by some chance, you know, you can't get a hold of me real quick, you know, please utilize broker services. I don't have all the answers to every single detail of Ameriplan, but I know somebody at Broker Services does, and they'll always check. We've got great broker support, you know, always tell them, please utilize them. And, of course, I give my phone number.
You notice somebody's number's not even on there. In fact, what's happened is we've got this system down where she's doing all this new broker stuff, and we'll continue to talk through it, and then what she's telling them is, hey, you make RSD, you know, and then you'll get hooked up with Brad then.
Right.
And so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they only knew. Yeah, we were laughing this morning, you know, about, you know, this thing, Amber, it's a great reason to have to call your new broker every day. And you might want to get feedback on that.
And I tell them, I said, I don't need a reason to call my brokers. My brokers like it whenever I call them. You know, we have a good time. Then, of course, I think whenever they get a call from Brad, just like, uh-oh, Brad's going to call and chew on us about something. So they won't pick up the phone. They have broker. They have caller ID.
It's like work calling them, you know. To her, it's
I'm more
like
social. What are you doing? Okay, we also go over all of the conference calls. You know, we feel everybody knows the importance of conference calls. So we go over starting Monday, tell them you need to be on a corporate call. If there is anything new happening in Ameriplan, we want to find out about it first. And Monday at 3 o'clock Central time, that's whenever you're going to find it out. We also encourage everybody to get into Mark's call Monday night at 6. and everybody's getting their phone numbers and the times of the conference calls. And then I do our base shop calls on Wednesday. Now we changed it. And
on that second page of the welcome letter is the conference call schedule, so they have the schedule. And we just prioritize those calls. We want to get them tied into Ameriplan. We want to get them tied into Mark. We want to get them tied into our base shop call. And then the national recruiting call, Monday night through Friday night. Mm-hmm. So that's the calls that we promote on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm. I always like to get them to say what their RSD date is going to be. Okay? Flat out, if you don't have a date, these people are going to wander aimlessly and just say, oh, maybe sometime or this month or that month. It's just like, no, you have to make them say a date and put it on their calendar and hold them accountable to it. You know, we promote for every RSD meeting. I know how good a job I'm doing by how many base shop RSDs we're breaking every month. You know, that's how I know how many people I'm getting a hold of. I love to do the encouragement calls. You know, I see people that are halfway to RSD and say, oh, you know, I see you're halfway to RSD. That's awesome. You know, we have our next RSD meeting in 2 weeks. We really want you to be there. It's going to be great. And that's really when you'll start getting into the leadership of Ameriplan.
You know, what she's done, she's got these people on her A-team, and what happens is, as soon as they break the ice and get their first member, their first broker, I mean, we just start speaking into them that if you can do that, there's nothing in this business you can't do. It's just a repetition of that. You're going to be an RSD. You're going to be an RSD. You're going to be an RSD. And as a result of all this is, you know, we've had, once we started working this system like this, and we just really started to work it a few months ago, and so we continue to tweak it and stuff, but what we're doing now is we take that A-team, and we're personally, like she said, being accountable as to how many RSDs we're breaking in our base shop. And again, in your base shop, every one of those, if they become a senior, the chances are they're going to roll up direct to you. So it's more than just your directs. It's who they bring in. And now what we're focusing on is on Champions Weekend. I mean, these new brokers that have never been to Champions Weekend, it's all about, okay, if we can get a commitment, if they're registered, now it's helping them put a team together. It's like Tracy said on that panel, there's nothing worse than just going to the event by yourself. But if you have a team, it changes everything. So we're focused on helping somebody get three people to, you know, helping them get a team of three people. And it's hard work, and it's time consuming. And that's kind of the last thing on this checklist is the next big event. We start speaking about that next big event early, as soon as they come into the business. And to tell you the truth, the best time to get a commitment from a new broker to a big event is when they first come into the business. You know, instead of going through a bunch of stuff and a bunch of rejection and their family and friends and tells them it ain't going to happen, ain't going to work, and, you know, they're halfway out of the business, you get them on the front end with Champions Weekend. So we've been having success with that. And so, again, what's the result has been we are breaking more RSDs, you know, in our base shop than we ever have. We're breaking more frontline pin levels than we ever have. We're excited about where it's all going to go. And then the next element we kind of plugged in this thing is, as soon as somebody became an RSD, you know, of course we want them to continue working the warm and expanding their list and doing all that stuff too. And, you know, a lot of those people I would start, since they became an RSD, then I take that person and I put them on the phone with me, literally, and just have them listen to me talk to people on the telephone. I mean, you learn more from dialogue. You can tell somebody about something, but until they actually hear the dialogue, so I'll take an RSD, and while I'm making my prospecting calls, I'll just three-way them in. And for an hour, they'll just sit there and listen to me talk. When I'm doing my follow-ups, I'll plug them in, listen to my follow-up stuff. When I'm enrolling somebody, you know, they'll hear how I go through the process of actually doing the enrollment. And I tell you what, that stuff is. But I'm not doing that with every brand new person. They got to earn the right for me to. So it's a pretty cool system we got going there.
Yeah. Sure, Jared, it's you.
So now we're really focused on how many seniors and pin levels. And, you know, again, this business is so involved with all these different things to do, you know. And so anyway, anything going through your mind?
Yeah, more about the base shop. More about the base shop. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually what I would do is introduce Brad on the phone and that was, it may not seem like it, but that was hard enough for me to do. You know, just seriously saying, oh, say your name and where you're from. You know, it's just like, I'm glad these people can't see me doing this collar. They say, you know, that. And but then, you know, one time Brad got sick, you know, his voice was lost. He's like, you're going to have to do the Bay Shop call tonight. He's just like, oh, my gosh, where's those drugs? And
keep a secret.
And it's just like, oh, okay. So I had him write out, you know, a list for me, you know, the announcements he wanted me to say. And it wasn't the longest Bay Shop call. Seriously, it was about 20 minutes long. And I pretty much ran through it, you know, as fast as I could, you know, just in the hopes of like saying, okay, thanks for joining in and getting off. You know, that's pretty much all I wanted to do. So it's just like, woo, that's a day, and I'll never have to do that again. You know, but then Brad goes, wow, you know, I really like that you did the Bay Shop call. You get to do it every week now. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, no. But you know, then the second time, it went easy, you know, and I really enjoyed it. I love recognizing the brokers. To me, that is the funnest part. To me, I like the fun factor of this. And there is so much fun because you can make this business whatever you like it. We have incentives for the brokers. We run contests. You know, we gave, I think, it was a gift certificate to Nordstrom Spa. You know, I think spa stuff is fun. The women like that. You know, then playing a round of golf, you know, for one of the brokers. So I like tailor making it to, you know, what the person enjoys. Going through the Bay Shop, something that happened over Christmas that I thought was great. You don't know who you're going to find through the broker. We decided to adopt a family for Christmas this year, and I only found out about it through one of our brokers. I wouldn't have known this family situation. And, you know, we have brokers ranging from, we have a guy that owns five Rolls Royces, and then the family we adopted lived in a one-room house, not a one-bedroom, a one-room house. So, you know, them, their three children, you know, really were excited because we got to make it a good Christmas for them. And so, you know, we have somebody that sings in the Grand Ole Opry. We have lots of out-of-work actors, but, you know, an actor who's been on General Hospital. And, I mean, it is fascinating what you will find if you call these people. It is, to me, that is so much fun, is just getting a conversation and going, wow, you do what? You know, there was a guy that sets up, you know, Halloween houses, you know, $800,000 just for fun, and he's in this and that and entrepreneurs. But the people you find that are excited about the business, it excites us. You know, we get excited by everybody that says, oh, you know, I really want help with this. I want to do great. You know, I'll knock myself out to help that person achieve whatever they want to achieve. And that's the best part of doing the Bay Shop.
Yep. So that's awesome stuff. So we're uploading them, and she's getting to know these people, you know, as they come into the business. It's that personal attention. And then they, you know, if they, the people that get the personal attention. I mean, it's just amazing. Every night when we go to bed, we're there for about 2 hours, literally. Every night for about 2 hours.
Talking about,
and she's talking about all these people.
It sounds romantic, doesn't it?
Yes. Before this panel, before this, I was thinking today that, you know, before I had Amber, it was just me, and you know, we got it up to $350,000 without doing this stuff. I didn't have as good a communication. I had to work the business differently. I had to sort them differently today. The sorting process. There was no personal relationship. I didn't know anything about it.
You make RSD, then I'll work with you.
That was my sorting process. You make RSD, I'll work with you pretty much.
Al?
Yes. What is your base shop?
What's your criteria to be in the base shop?
The base shop is anybody downline that is not already plugged into a leader, like Alan Masters runs his own base shop. So I see somebody new That's why I say when I look up every day, every single broker, I look up Joe, and it's just like, oh, Joe's in Allen's group, so I'm not going to upload him into the Bay Shop or send him one of our training emails, or Dennis Guest or any other national that's running their own. It doesn't matter if you're a senior or an executive or senior executive. If you're not running your own call or you're not comfortable with that, then you're in our Bay Shop call until you're able to do that.
So that's criteria. So.
Okay. 21 days, just like the company does, fast tracking. I tell me if you fast track in 21 days, you're going to get a nice silver pin from Ameriplan.
It ain't an ask, it's dictated. Well, I mean, it's the 21 days from the receive date.
That's it. Say, that's just what the company does. Fast tracking is 21 days from the day that you become a broker. It says starting date on your broker support site, and then it's 21 days from that day.
So we tell them when their RSD date is, and that's like, okay, now here's how we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we don't leave it up to them to...
We email.
Mm-hmm. You got one.
I got one. Go to Kinko's. There's a Kinko's down the street.
And you're going to find, you're probably going to find typos in that thing. I mean, that thing... Well, again, the good news, you can get up to $350,000 without doing any of this stuff, and then you start to tweak it. That's it.
It's just like, you don't want to send anything with our picture on it.
Anyway, I mean, we're not IT people, we're not technical
yes, Mark?
People. Where are we talking about? The Bay Shop, let's talk about the Bay Shop conference call a little bit. Okay, so we find out who's in the Bay Shop. We send them the email. Okay, then she's opening up, she's calling them, trying to get some dialogue. We're sifting. Then we're finding out who's on her, like, A team. And then those people we're promoting and we're getting on the Bay Shop conference call.
Right, and that day, anybody I see that's gotten, we do it from 1 week to the next, so from Wednesday to Wednesday. If you've gotten a broker or a member in that past week, I know who you are. I'm specifically going to call that person and say, hey, you know, I really want you to go on the Bay Shop tonight. You know, you're going to be recognized. And people are like, oh, really? You know, wow, that's great. And they love it. You know, they get on and people love hearing their name, you know, and we love recognizing them.
Yep, so what happens is on that A-team, she's clicking on those people every day, and if there's any activity whatsoever, she's calling them saying, hey, congratulate. There's so much value. She loves to do it. It's her favorite thing to do. They love getting the I mean, when she calls and says, hey, congratulations on that letter, remember, it just blows them away.
It does.
That she even knows about it.
They're shocked when you call. You know, if you'll call your people, they'll be so happy. And surprised that you called, they're like, oh, you know, I want to get some more.
It's a total relationship business. And so all this is tied into getting to know somebody, getting the relationship. That only comes with communication. Recognition is huge. So when we actually do the Bay Shop call, this thing is not rocket science. Really, there's only three things that we're accomplishing on that Bay Shop call. And that is just announcements, stuff that they need to know about. You know, from like the Ameriplan, she gets all of her info from the Ameriplan corporate call from Connie. We take those notes. We make sure everybody's in tune with that. And then it's all about the recognition. And we just took Mark's 4-point recognition system where, you know, 1 point is if you plugged into a meeting in a conference call, you know, if you got plugged into Ameriplan, you know, that's worth a point. And if you actually did a full presentation, do a DVD, or you took somebody to a meeting, or, you know, they went to a website, you did a full presentation kind of thing, an exposure, that's a point. If you actually hit the scoreboard by enrolling somebody as a member or broker, that's a point. And then if you got that new broker actually plugged into Ameriplan, that's the 4 points. So there's a lot of people on our Bay Shop. So instead of the challenge that we have is when we open up the lines, There's too many people on there, okay? And so we explain the point system, but then we say, hey, on this Bay Shop, you know, we kind of raise the bar a little bit, and to be recognized in this Bay Shop, you got to be hitting the scoreboard. And so anybody who enrolled a member or a broker, That's where we start recognition.
Or now I start off with, too, anybody that signed up for Champions Weekend, they get recognized, too.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many on it last week that it said that they had signed up for Champions Weekend. I mean, the majority of the people, so that was great.
You get people in your base shop to Champions Weekend, man. That's the new growth. That's the new, that's your mm-hmm. growth in 2005.
That's right.
And so I'm just like half panicked. You know, I've got this file folder of our base shop up in the room, and those are the people that I'm personally calling. They're base shop people. They're new people. I'm saying, hey, there's something I need to talk to you about. Give me a call. And they call. And I'm like, hey, we have this event coming up, and it's big and it's huge and da-da-da. Go to this. I want you to hear this conference call. And I sent to that 580-431-2808, option 9, mm-hmm. where they can hear that phenomenal call with Dennis and Daniel and Mark. And, I mean, it's perfect. It was a great call. So instead of me trying to sell that thing, they hear that call. It's the best thing I can use to sell that thing. And so that's what we're working on right now, is the promotion on Champions Weekend. Any comments on, well, you know, you said you did your first base shop call.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I mean, as soon as she hung up the phone, boy, she was like, she just screamed. She screamed. She hung up the phone. I just heard this.
Ah!
I was like, what on earth?
Brad's down there watching football. Like, what was that?
She just screamed. I was like, what happened? And she just didn't think she did a good job.
No, but I called one of my brokers afterwards, and he's here today, Alan, and he said I did okay. So I appreciated hearing that. He might have been lying, but.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is the majority of all, number one, anybody can succeed in this business. You don't have to be a great speaker. In fact, it may be a downer if you are you have good communication skills, because people start judging and they start saying, you know, well, if I can't talk like that and I can't speak like that, I can't get to where they are.
But they can get on my calls and know that's not true.
So, you know, it's not intimidating, and the mass majority of the people in this company, they relate better to Amber, okay? They just do. Then when they meet her, it all, you know, it's all good. So anyway, how about the second base shop call you did? The next week, how it went. How'd you feel about the...
Much better the next week, which, you know, which will really help me to train other people whenever they go to run their base shop, you know, be like, you know, the first time it may not go so great for you. It may not. But the second week it will get easier, as will the third. And, you know, the more you do it, you know, this last time I really enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
I tell you, the second base shop, the first one I didn't even listen to it. The second one, I was in a different location. I was at my office. She was at the house. I was at the office. So I put on speakerphone.
I didn't know he was listening to it. I would have really been nervous.
And I tell you what, it just flat smoked. And I'm not just saying that to edify her. I mean, it was really good. Her tone of voice was good. The loudness, you know, she spoke up. And I mean, she delivered like crazy. I mean, it was just like really good. So it's amazing, you know. So what that does is just tells everybody that everybody can do it. They can do it well. It gives a lot of people hope and inspiration. And I think she's just a great example of the perfect Ameriplan broker.
Thanks, honey.
Hey, you know what? Stay up here, y'all, just a couple minutes, because we've got about 5 minutes before we go down and eat. Is there any questions for Brad and Amber? Let's just start, and we'll go this way. Go ahead, Sonny.
Okay, you'll see.
Well, I told you, I click on each new broker, and then I click on who their upline is. Oh, if they're just in Allen's group, then no, because I know what kind of job that they do. Yes.
If they're
Yeah, we know who the leaders are. Right, just to see who's... That's just for recognition. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kurt?
We keep it short, you know. It's not Mark's new broker training. It's not the Monday night call. It's just a couple little announcements, quickly making. Oh yes, weekly. We have this every week at Wednesday, huh? And it is a short call, but mainly it's about the recognition.
We don't do any training.
Mark
Jarvis, yeah. It sounded good. Tyler. Oh,
Tyler.
All right, Mark. Just a conference call line. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's the reality that Alan directs us. He's new to this business, new to this industry, never done anything before, okay? So we've been chasing the business down into his organization. And the reason he's got this all these people in our base shop is because she's the one calling, okay? But what happened, so we've been working with him to get into a leadership position to start being able to lead his own people. And it was a matter of getting him up to speed. That's a great example. I mean, even though he's got a big organization, he's got lots of people in his organization. That doesn't mean that somebody's up to speed with leadership.
Right. Deborah?
I will tell you, I started a base shop fall right when I hit senior a year ago. And it's not about me. It's about motivating people on these calls. And like Brad says, it's not necessarily a training call, but a base shop call is just to give your brokers the motivation to get out there and pick up the phone or walk this, do whatever they got to do, but it's a motivation to get them going. Absolutely.
Gail, we won't forget you in the corner.
First one is about 20 minutes, but about 30 minutes. You know, I don't want to make it, you know, real long, because we're not doing a lot of training. Just giving out, you know, a few little things. Mainly, it's recognition.
And the reason it's running 30 is because it's all about the recognition. You get a lot of people recognize. That's what extends the timeline.
Kevin.
They won't get the recognition. That's the whole point of the base shop.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's right. Joanne? Oh.
Our upline, Gary Downard and Ben Bebo, put together a Bay Shop call after speaking with Mark. And what's amazing is it's just like someone said yesterday about how when they have a meeting for RSDs and above, they go into a room and everybody can see them doing it, and all the people outside want to get in. It's the same thing with the Bay Shop call. We got tons of people who weren't getting on calls now coming in because they want to get 3 points and they want to get 4 points, and you know, they want to talk on the call and they want to share, where before they weren't plugging in at all. I mean, it's made a tremendous difference, and everyone should be doing it.
Mark's got a great base shop testimonial.
And after Mark's half hour rant, we're going to go to lunch. No.
Thank you for that edification, Brett. He's my mentor, so. No, it's funny because I'm sitting there cracking up because two people asking about Bay Shop calls probably should have been in my Bay Shop call. You know, but, last year at the event, at the Champions Weekend, we really introduced this concept. You know, we actually talked about coming up with a different name, but we just never did, so we just stayed with it. I get emails of people saying, I'm on your Bay, B-A-Y, shop call. So they don't even get it when we, you know. But here's the story. We were kicking this thing off, and so I sent out an email to everybody that would actually be in my Bay Shop call. And I'm embarrassed about what I did, but I just did it one time. Okay. And I was always going to get around to really doing. I mean, I think I learned more in the last hour than I don't remember learning so much in 1 hour as I did right here. Okay? Don't remember it ever. And, so
anointing on her.
Well, we did that. We won't get into that. But I tell you what, it was definitely anointed. But here's the deal. So, I mean, it's the example of what not to do. But what we did is we got on there. I mean, every day I said, my attitude was so bad. It was like, man, I said, let's see if there's somebody on the line. Right? I go, well, and I call in every week since last Champions Weekend. I'm calling. No notifications. I wouldn't even announce it. Every week there'd be someone on that line. And I'm going to paint this picture. I can't really do it at Champions Weekend because I wouldn't want it to be offensive. We're amongst leaders here, okay? But so every week I'd have my 8 Aunt B's online. Hi, Mom! So we'd go through, and we started out because we had so few people on the call. You went to 2 meetings this week? Oh! Great! I called in twice, Mark. Does this one count? Sure it does. I mean, it was so pitiful. I remember Mike McDonald would call me and say, hey, I'd like to list on your Bay Shop call. I'd say no. So he thought, man, we're getting special treatment. You know, somebody else getting special treatment. I'd have leaders call wanting to get on this call. I wasn't about to let them listen to my Bay Shop call. Okay? So.
Now it had a mystique to it. It's like,
yeah.
So special.
Yeah. I tell you what, I was listening to, I wouldn't even let Shauna. Because, see, she was running her own Bay Shop call, and she's wanting to listen to mine. Hers was 10 times more exciting than my call. I said, listen, it's better off, you know, because you don't want to compare yourself to anything. So I wouldn't let her go. So, but here's, I mean, and I would go through these points. And then there was, do what?
I got on by mistake.
It was awful. So, and I just, okay, it was so Aunt B driven. But there was this one guy that showed up that had been a broker since 1997, and he got the email. Okay, and there was this guy named Brian Ray, and he'd show up every week. I got my 4 points, which I got me a member in. Fantastic. And he kept on consistently getting 4 points. Well, here's what happened is one day I had this brilliant idea.
I said, guys, you know, we've been on these calls now for about 9 months. Why don't we think about going to RSD? See, I gotta confess to you. See, you know, when Kurt came in, I was like, you're a leader, start your own calls. I didn't want him plugging into my call. Okay. Twyla should have been plugged into my call. I didn't want anybody on our call. Okay. And so I got this brilliant idea. You know, we've been going along for 8 months. You know, why don't we think about maybe somebody going RSD? They were faithful because they got to speak on the call. And Brian had like 3 people on the call. And I said, hey, you know, I thought, boy, I'm going to step out on a limb. Say, anybody that hits RSD next week, you know, we'll throw a couple $100 bonus. And I mean, what's the odds of that happening? I mean, within 2 weeks, Brian, which had never done, you know, had anything going on in the business, boom, has 3 brand new RSDs in within the first 30 days, right? They plug into the meeting, and then within 2 weeks, I think both, at least 2 of them RSDs had 1 to 2 RSDs, and all at once now that thing's smoking. So if the worst bass shop you could ever do, if you'll stay with it. You know, and but anyway, it works.
Hey, he couldn't even kill his bass shop. He couldn't even kill it. He'd not promote it. He'd show up 15 minutes late to the call, and they'd be sitting there waiting on him. He couldn't even kill it.
All right, well, thank you, Brad and Amber. Hey, Kurt, I'm afraid to ask you, did you know what you were getting to? Good night. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it was what a great way to end the morning. I mean, that was just huge. I don't know how else to say it. That's huge. You know, this is what's going to drive the business. These are the things you're hearing from the leaders that are going to drive your business if you just listen to what they say. Who's ready to eat? All right, we've got barbecue today. Here is the drill. Downstairs beneath us, we will lead you to the line, and we will eat downstairs, but I've got to forewarn you, after we eat, we are going outside, and we are taking a picture. So make sure you have plenty of barbecue sauce on all your clothes, but let's go ahead and get downstairs, and we'll go ahead and eat.